Everybody say a prayer for us and hope.
Julie Allred's cousin is one of the miners. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick reports from Huntington, Utah.
The teams of rescuers have been working frantically through the night and into this morning trying to get through underground tunnels to the trapped miners. They're believed to be more than 1,500 feet below solid rock. Rescuers tried but failed to get to them overnight, finding their way blocked by debris. Robert Murray's company owns the mine.
We will be here on our feet until we get these men out one way or the other. But I've got to tell you, it could be 2 or 3 days.
All anxious relatives can do is wait, among them Julie Allred, whose cousin is inside the mine.
I have hope. I always have hope. When you give up hope, you give up life.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Wellington, Utah.
I'm Steve Kathan. This disaster's raised questions about what's called retreat mining, a method used at this mine and others where coal is stacked up to hold up roof sections. The usable coal is removed, then there's a planned collapse.
There's a good question here as to whether or not we ought to be conducting this kind of mining in this kind of location.
Mine safety expert David McAteer, a 2003 federal study found retreat mining one of the major causes of deaths blamed on roof collapses, and inspectors have cited scores of mines for not giving workers proper training on the technique. Nick?
Less than a week after the deadly bridge collapse in Minneapolis, Minnesota has put replacing the I-35 span on the fast track. Officials say they want a new bridge opened by the end of next year. How good is the record keeping at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention? Congressional investigators say it leaves something to be desired. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports thousands of pieces of equipment bankrolled by taxpayers are unaccounted for.
That includes 35 centrifuges, each costing up to $41,800. Five DNA sequencers and gene analyzers up to $111,000 apiece, and a $200,000 spectrometer used for analyzing samples. Nobody knows where they are.
It's been a bloody start to the month for U.S. troops in Iraq. The military says four soldiers are among the latest to be killed, including three in one roadside bombing Saturday. Since the start of August, at least 19 Americans have been killed in combat. Well, if you doubt the effect advertising has on kids, you better think again. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
McDonald's is throwing us a party.
It's every parent's suspicion confirmed. Preschoolers will eat almost anything served up in McDonald's or other fast food chain packaging. Even yucky milk and carrots taste better to them. Researchers say that shows just how powerfully and how early advertisers are able to virtually program children's taste buds. Nick?
Well, parents who are keen on raising a baby brainiac should think twice about turning on the VCR. CBS's Jim Taylor joins us live to explain.
Yeah, you think your kid will be smarter if you plop him in front of a baby Einstein video?
In a beautiful village, live Tubby.
Think not. Latest study from the University of Washington bolsters what the American Association of Pediatrics has been saying. Any video is a disservice to an infant's learning. This research finding, for every hour a day that babies 8 to 16 months old are shown such a popular series as Brainy Baby or Baby Einstein, they know 6 to 8 fewer words than other children. Nick?
Now, they may not be kids' stuff, but a federal judge has ruled a 2-year-old California law banning the sale of violent video games to children.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Prosecutors in the case of that former UNC backup punter accused of stabbing the starter are expected to conclude the case by mid-morning. Mitch Cozad faces a charge of attempted murder and second-degree assault. Seven so-called problem bears have been killed in the past 9 days in western Colorado. Division of Wildlife officials say the bears are facing a diminished supply of natural food, and some have learned to associate human habitation with goodies, breaking into homes and campsites, digging through garbage. Traffic's returned to normal at the Eisenhower Tunnel after that power failure knocked out ventilation fans in both bores, forcing intermittent shutdowns to let exhaust fumes clear out. And the 3-million-year-old skeleton known as Lucy is heading for the United States on a 6-year tour, including a possible stop in Denver. Officials at the Museum of Nature and Science are still considering the logistics of hosting that exhibit, as well as ethical concerns about whether the fragile remains should be on public display. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Good ride just about wherever you are. We're completely free of any wreck activity. Wide open conditions on 225 crossing Aurora, I-25 from the Tech Center into downtown. And we're filling in on the eastbound 270 for your ride across Commerce City. Looks like westbound I-76 will be a little bogged down approaching I-25 as well. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with scattered rain showers and a high of 88. Tonight we'll get some more isolated evening
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it.
So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Challenge two. When we start getting into fall and winter, when it isn't as light out in the morning as it is now, but have you noticed that it's light out this morning, but it's not as light as it has been? Because now we're into August, right? And we're starting the slow ascension into fall and then into winter time. I don't know how many of you suffer from this. I don't know how many of you have it, but I have it. The change in sunlight, particularly during the day, bothers me. So I don't know. Do they call it a seasonal affective disorder or something? But it does. It bothers me. What are you laughing about, John?
What do you mean the sunlight bothers you?
I can see the dimness in the sun. I can see the dimness. I can see the lack of light. And it bothers me. I really like a lot of sunshine. I really like it bright. And so it bothers me.
Yeah, the days are getting shorter. You can definitely see that coming.
Okay, so you can't detect the change in sunlight? No? Yes or no?
I cannot.
Okay. So when I detect the change in sunlight, you want me to point it out to you?
Yeah, man. Show it to me.
Okay. Because you can see it during the day. Once we shift into winter, once we get into fall and winter, you can see the change. You can see that the intensity of the brightness is a little bit dimmer than it is, say, in the middle of July. And here's the other scary thing, too. Vacation time is beginning to run out for a lot of folks. And school starts around the country now, today, in a lot of places. We were trying to speculate earlier this morning as to when school starts here. Well, you would know, John. School's already started, hasn't it? Or does it?
Well, yeah, it's already started, but my daughter's in this thing called off track, or she's on track right now. I guess they go 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off, 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off. And they just kind of repeat that pattern. So schools have different times. You know, the full-time schools start, I think, either this week or next week.
Okay, well, maybe if you've got a child going back to school, maybe you can call and let us know.
When I was a kid, they didn't have any of this off-track, on-track thing. It was you were in school basically from the end of August through basically May, and then you're off for 3 months. Now they have all these different programs for kids to get them off different times during the year.
When I was a kid, you went to school. You started, I think it was the first week of September.
Yeah, right after Labor Day?
Right. Yeah, right after Labor Day. You started school. They didn't have any of this starting like in August. We never had that. And you're right, we didn't have any of these programs either. It was like everybody just went to school. And you just started school and that was it. And they didn't have various choices as to what you could or could not do.
Yeah, with the track program, they have different options within that. Like if there's track A, B, and C, and all these kids are off at different times, you know, that some are off for 3 weeks in September, some are off for 3 weeks in November, some are off for 3 weeks in October. And I don't know how they keep track of it all and how they keep all these kids, you know, up to par when they're all on different schedules.
Well, use computers. They have ways of doing it. Public school system is, you see the CSAP scores. Public school systems are very a very controversial topic these days. When I was a kid, I went to both private school and public school. When I was very young, I went to private school. And then when my mother married my stepfather and we moved to Orange County, then I started going to public school. I don't ever regret going to public school. And my parents never complained about paying taxes or about public schools or the things that went on in public schools. They did get upset at certain things that happened, and I remember them going to the school board meetings and raising hell. But they never, we did not grow up in a household. We grew up in a household where we were taught that going to a public school was a privilege, not a right, and that you should act accordingly, even though I didn't. But I've never understood. I've never gotten this whole thing about how public schools are evil and they're bad, and this whole debate about destroying public education and about wanting to really find an end round around public schools. I've always thought that if everybody banded together in the community and took pride in their public schools and worked on it, I always thought that public schools could succeed and that they could be good, and that I think the key to a lot of the problems in public schools, the key to a lot of those problems are in the home, not in the public schools themselves. Yet we keep getting these attitudes of, well, public schools are no good and charter schools are the way to go and we should dismantle public education and on and on and on. And that goes along with that whole drive to privatize everything in this country and in this society from A to Z. And I just never have understood that. And it seems like the last couple of days, seems like the last two or three days. Well, actually, this is only day, what is this, today, Tuesday? Yeah, okay, so this is day number two of this week. Seems like I've been saying, I said this all day yesterday, and I'm saying it again today. And I don't know how we got off on this at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. But I keep saying this, which is not real good for a talk show host to be saying this, because we're supposed to know everything, new people. But there's a lot of stuff I just don't understand people's thinking. I don't know where they're coming from or how to get through to them or how to reach them about things. Because what happened to the idea that you're supposed to have pride in your public institutions and that you're supposed to have... You want them to be the best, not the worst. And people are just nuts about this stuff. And there's all kinds of things on ballot initiatives. And I think, you know, I believe a lot of this has to do with the sad fact that neither the right nor the left nor anybody in the middle nor anybody from A to Z has any good feelings about government, has any good feelings about any trust in government, it doesn't have any good feelings about anything associated with government. That feeling's at an all-time low. And it's at an all-time low all over the political spectrum. Now, no wonder it's at an all-time low. Because is there anybody that's really happy with the leadership? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? I mean, we all look at the leadership and we all say, oh. Well, there's no degree of trust. And if you voice a degree of trust, then you're looked at as being nuts. And sometimes with good reason. I mean, sometimes people who voice trust in certain leaders, yeah, they are a little crazy. But I can point to some people who I really like. But I can also look at the fact that a lot of us, that
Well, I fit in the same category as the rest of you. I mean, I look at what goes on. And not to get overtly political right off the bat, but look at the wiretap vote. Why would you trust Alberto Gonzalez to make decisions about who to vote? By the way, we got nothing back from Ken Salazar about getting him on the air. You know, I like him as a human being, but I just don't think he's very smart. I'm sorry to say that. Hey, you know, I'd tell him that to his face if he were here. All right, 303-713-7600. We'll get down to something definitive. I'm just kind of rambling around all over the place here. You know what it is? I care very deeply for this country. I love this country. I want to find common ground with everybody. I really do. I really would like to make things better, but man, oh man.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now it's partly cloudy and 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the meatball marinara sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
6:21, 21 minutes after 6. There's not a day doesn't go by somebody doesn't walk up to me and say, "Oh, come on, what about Rockies? You talk about Rockies all the time. What's the real deal?" Well, the real deal is that Mary and I have been buying vehicles from Rockies for, 11 years. That's what the real deal is. And a lot of the people working out there have become lifelong friends. People like Kobe Harris and Tom and Marv Alshear. And Spanky Herrera, and Fred Lebrato, and I know I'm leaving people out. Isaac Harris, and Ziggy, and Donald Bowers, and a lot of the folks out there have just become lifelong friends. I've just known them for a long, long time. Now they got their matching down incentive going on, which saves you money. They have the largest selection of clean late model previously on cars, trucks, minivans, vans and SUVs in Colorado. They've got some beautiful vehicles out there. And it's a chance for you to really to save some good money and deal with people who are really committed to doing the right thing. And they prove time and time again that you can do the right thing, plus you can make money too. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them. Corner 63rd and Federal.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 89. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. People have also been sending me emails, and have also been calling me and saying, "Boy, you sound doom and gloomish. You sound," and I'm not doom and gloomish. I don't feel that way at all. I feel like no matter where you stand politically, we're capable of doing anything and everything we set our minds to. I guess I'm rambling around here, but I step back sometimes and have been, I guess, the last couple of days or the last 3 or 4 days, I've been thinking about this quite heavily, and I think about it quite heavily on and off. Think about it a lot. When I'm, like, on the way home, think about it a lot at night about the idea that there is such cynicism towards every part of the government, either city or state or federal, about the divide that goes on among us, about the polarization that goes on among us, about the idea that if you don't agree with what's happening and that you don't support what's happening within the world of talk radio and the people you run into, that there's something wrong with you. And here's something I've noticed a ton of, and I know people on the left do this too, and I don't agree with it on the left, and I'm as capable of doing it as anybody is, but there's an awful, awful, and John notices this too, I think, there's an awful lot of name-calling going on out there. And I get this a lot from people on the right. And John reads the emails too, same as I do. And it's always the same rhetoric, and it's always the same talking points. And we know where it's coming from. It's coming from, like, across the hall here.
I get it from coworkers, Jay, all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when this station, I've been at this station for almost seven years. And before this was a political talk, you know, a talk station, I never got this from anybody. But now, since, you know, it's kind of a left-leaning show, that I'm a pinko commie or a wacky liberal, you know, and I get it from everybody. And I didn't get it 2.5 years ago.
Then it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's like I'm in high school.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. And it gets back to this whole thing about this cartoon kind of image about people that has nothing to do with an actual debate about the facts or even a discussion about the facts, about what's going on. That it's always the same thing. You liberals this, you liberals that, you this, you that, you this, you that. And what you find yourself doing sometimes is you find yourself kind of quasi-going along with it by saying to people, well, I'm not your typical liberal. And I caught myself doing that over the weekend.
I'm just sick of the labels, you know. Just call me an American.
Yeah, I am too. Why don't we have a debate here about what's right and what's wrong and not about what you are? What difference does it make what you are? You know, if you're conservative and you're Republican, so what? If you have good, valid ideas, who cares? Same thing if you're Democratic and liberal. Or you're in the middle and you're independent. See, I wonder how many of you out there feel like, and I don't know because the audience of this radio station is very small and very specific, but I wonder how much of the greater masses out there, the majority of the American public out there, that they feel just very, very disenfranchised, that they feel like there's no place for them, and that basically the debate in this country on all of these issues is being driven by small vocal minorities. I really wonder about that. It doesn't take that many people, really, to make for ratings, for instance, success on cable TV or on talk radio. It doesn't take that many people. And the problem we have going on here is that never shall the twains meet and merge. I mean, good Lord, we can't even fight anymore about things. What's wrong with yelling at each other? What's wrong with discussing? What's wrong with talking? What's wrong with running the entire gambit? But instead what it breaks down to is it breaks down to stereotypes and name-calling, labels, all of those kinds of things. And it breaks down to, well, it's not so much that we disagree. It's not so much that you got hot-headed with me. It's not so much that I got you riled up. It's not so much that we care so much that we're passionate about stuff and that we're going to get into an argument. What it boils down to is, it boils down to, I hate you, you're the enemy. That's what it boils down to. Now, what's the one thing we all have in common? The one thing we all have in common here is we're all Americans. So what difference does it make? Since when is having a different opinion considered to be wrong? Considered to be unpatriotic? Well, this has been going on in this country for a long, long time. And let me tell you what it is. It is a way to control the argument. That's really what it is. That's really what it amounts to. It's a way to control the argument. So people in power benefit by jacking up cynicism, and people in the media benefit by jacking up cynicism, and they benefit by vulture-like tactics of name-calling, demonization. They do. They benefit from it. I'm not saying you should have a coffee table discussion every day. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get emotional. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get hot. That's how people interact. They run the gamut of emotions. There's nothing wrong with that. But for God's sakes, let's confront all this stuff that bothers us and knock off all of the craziness. I'm sick of it. I don't know if I'm the only person who is. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of all the labels. I'm tired of all the crap. I'm tired of going along and having the stereotypes. I'm tired of it all. I'm really fed up with it. And I admire people like David Sirota. I admire people out there who have the guts that they'll stick with it no matter what. Like Sirota taking on the four guys on Fox. I mean, David Sirota will chew through concrete. I admire that about him. What you see is what you get from David Sirota. I mean, he'll tell you what he thinks. He doesn't care what you think. He's going to tell you what you think, what he thinks. And I admire that. And I admire his ability to continue to press on and on and on and on. Because there are some days I just want to say, well, I just want to give the middle finger. And just say, you know, because it's like, enough. Like, why don't we get down to the real issues here? Republicans and a lot of other people do not want immigrants here, illegal immigrants here. Because they don't want them to become American citizens. Because they are scared that the cultural and social landscape of the United States of America will undergo an extreme change. And that it will have impact at the ballot box and it will have impact on the American culture. That the idea that everything should be privatized and that the government is evil. A government is inherently evil and bad. You know what that really is? Let me tell you what that really is. That really is, I've got mine. I'm going to keep mine. The hell with everybody else. Let's get down to the real agendas here of what's going on. I don't think there should be domestic partnership or marriage between gay people. Oh, really? Why? Well, because the Bible says it's about Adam and Steve. No, the Bible says it's about Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Well, no, what they're really saying is, I think you're a freak of nature. I think if you're gay or you're lesbian, you're a horror show and a freak of nature, and I have to have somebody to hate, so I'm going to hate you. And it just goes on and on. Why don't we strip away all this BS and just get to the real point? I think we should nuke Mecca and that'll teach them, like, you know, crazy Tom Tancredo. Well, what he's really saying is all Muslims, all Arabs, they're all the same, and screw them, let's kill them all and let God sort them out, because I like that. There's something about that that empowers me. Only real men feel that way. You know, you cut and run, you limp-wristed. I mean, we get into all of that stuff. Hey, you want to feel that way? Okay, here's what you do. Take testosterone shots, go lift weights, juice up, get on the roids, and storm around your house and yell about how great and how much of a man you are. I don't have to oversee the killing of 100,000 people to prove I'm right or that I'm a man. All right, anybody want to react to any of this? 303-713-7600, I'll take your calls. Coming up here, oh my God, that guy is on the radio again and he's dissatisfied. Well, enough's enough. Okay? Let's talk about what it really is about. Last point. You don't accept Christ as your Savior, you're going to hell. I love the sinner, but I hate the sin. Now, what you're really saying is, I'm right, you're wrong, and it's either my way or the highway. That's what you're really saying. All right, 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Speeds dropping into the teens, right around 104 southbound 25 if you're headed through Thornton and North Glen. It's going to be your toughest stretch right now, although we have an increase for westbound I-76 at I-25. Still in good shape for our eastbound routes, though. That includes 6th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike. Weather outlook today, expect partly sunny skies with scattered rain showers, high of 88. Tonight we'll get more of the same, and currently partly cloudy in 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760 Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors.
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to CampusDoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit CampusDoor.com. Campus Door. You have the will. We have the way.
Campus Door is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Coming to DVD, New Orleans Music in Exile. Hurricane Katrina virtually destroyed one of the most unique music cultures in the world.
New Orleans is unlike any other city in America.
Noted music filmmaker Robert Muggy captures these remarkable musicians as they struggle to rebuild their homes and careers.
We planning to come back stronger than ever.
Experience the heart and soul of a rhythm that refused to die. New Orleans Music in Exile. Own the DVD August 7th.
Is the only screening test that has been shown to improve cure rates for lung cancer. Doing a chest x-ray to diagnose an early lung cancer does not improve survival because by the time it is big enough to show up on a chest x-ray, it has already spread over 90% of that time. This is, boy, you know, I don't know how to tell you how emotional this makes me, how critical this is. So if you've had significant exposure to smoke or asbestos, you may be a good candidate for a screening of a CT lung scan. CT lung screens for early detection of lung cancer are a must. A CT lung screening at Front Range Preventive Imaging is under $250. That's roughly a quarter of the cost of the same procedure performed at a hospital. So call them at Front Range Preventive Imaging, 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Agree or disagree with me. I want to have you around to be able to do that. So please, call 303-443-SCAN.
I love the Comcast Triple Play, especially Comcast Digital Voice. Because for just one price, I call whoever I want anywhere in the country and talk as much as I want. And that's a lot.
That's a lot of speed. Comcast high-speed internet is up to four times faster than 1.5 meg DSL. My whole online experience has changed. Downloads are faster, pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule whenever I want. Because I have on-demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high-speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill. Three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Services not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Last Sunday morning, sunshine.
641, 41 minutes after 6. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 89. Good morning. Jay Marvin here. We're talking about just the state of American politics and feelings here in the country. Let's go to the phones at 303-713-7600. And here's Marvin in Aurora. Marvin, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, all good loyal American listeners out there.
There you
go. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Jay, things might get kind of passionate here, and I agree with you on a few things, and I disagree with you on a few things, and it seems like whenever I call, I manage to push a few of your buttons. It's not my intention, sir, to piss you off or get you riled, but I never shy from a debate, whether it be passionate or not. So, you know, you touched a note with me, Jay, when you say you're tired of all the baloney, people hating one another right and left, and polarization. I wholeheartedly agree, sir. You talk about finding common ground, and you know, I wonder how we can do that, Jay.
I don't know. I've thought about it a lot now, particularly over the last 30 days, maybe more, about this. I've thought about it. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. Here's one thing I think we could do. I think that both sides should admit that there's more than one. I hate to use this description. I hate to use this kind of a description, but it fits. That there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they used to say. Like, how about the idea that it's conceivable that all of us want to go from A to B, but we may have different ideas on how to get there.
That's not a bad start, Jay. Except, right away, I hear some polarizing. Everybody wants to get from A to B. Not entirely true, sir. Conservative don't want to budge from nowhere. He's fine where he is.
No, that's not what I mean.
Okay.
What I mean from getting to A to B is...
here's where
all right,
we are.
Let me rephrase it. Everybody wants to solve problems. Mm-hmm. Everybody's concerned. It's important to everybody. But let's entertain the idea that there's more than one way to skin a cat, and that we can have a passionate argument.
Okay, I'll stay with you there. That's very good.
We can have a passionate argument about this stuff, but it doesn't make us enemies.
It shouldn't.
Well, I don't think it does.
Well, so here's my context there. And when you talk about trying to find common ground and coming up maybe with a blank, let me just share a few thoughts with you. And I would have also a question for you, sir. There's a established show host here in Denver. Maybe he's across the hall from you. And by the way, I was disappointed to hear you guys get derision from the right-leaners across the hall. Maybe on a few things. You always have to be ready for a few barbs or jokes or insults. I mean, we all have to have a little thick hide. But I'm disappointed to hear that's the manner by which they conduct themselves. I'm sorry to hear that.
Not all of them. Just
I wouldn't expect so. Anyway, we'll get to it here. We don't have all day, I know. One thing I find enlightening and very useful is this daytime host across the hall has a method by which he would want to rate either himself or other people he's conversing with. And he'll have a scale where one side of the scale will be left, one side will be right, how far out are you either way, or are you more moderate? And I would pose that question of you, sir. That would be kind of my first thing that I wanted to interject. And then secondly...
Which is what? You want to know whether I'm left or moderate or where
I... No. I realize you're mostly left, Jay, but I'm curious, and I would ask this of all liberals out there. Maybe, I guess for a lot of you folks, this would be the first time you guys have heard of this rating scale, which, again, I find extremely interesting. This show host... And I haven't seen it, but I've heard him allude to it occasionally. He has apparently made an entire list of the heavyweights of society slash politics through time, and he applies them to his scale. And he'll say, you know, for instance, John Kennedy will be a six, whereas somebody way out there will be further on the left end, or however you want to put it. And I would ask you liberals to consider this of yourselves and maybe of your conservative friends.
Well, wait a minute. Why don't you, instead of saying I would ask you liberals, why don't you say I would ask you?
Good, very good, Jay, very good.
Because you say liberal in kind of like a...
Kind of
in a pejorative way.
It is pejorative, Jay, because...
Why? Why is it pejorative?
Because when I call your station and listen to your station, sir... I consider myself to be, I am accessing an alternate to the rest of the fare on the table.
It's some kind of dirty word.
No, and that's where Jay, and the rest of you liberals, get a thick hide. I'm not throwing it at you like a dart, but... The mere word liberal, now we can't say liberal anymore.
No, you can say whatever you want to say, it's the difference between
it's
saying
how you took it, Jay. I'd ask you people out there, if you are polarized one way or the other in the political spectrum, where do you think you fit? Do you consider yourself of course, Jay, I don't mean this derisively, but do you liberals consider yourself liberals? Of course, you're proud to carry that banner.
No, I consider myself to be? I consider myself to be a mainstream American.
But, Jay, some of those views you guys hold on the left are far from mainstream.
Well, wait a minute.
That's where you're kidding yourself.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop.
Okay.
You're making a critical mistake.
Okay.
Guess what that is?
Tell me.
You can't lump everybody together.
That's what you're doing?
No, I'm not doing that at all. I realize that there are varying degrees of people who are conservative, and
okay.
I realize that there are varying degrees of people who are right wing. And when you say those views you hold, what views are you talking about here? Are you talking about views like, for instance, my view on Iraq?
Because the polls indicate
that my view. Is basically the same view of the majority of the public.
That's where, thank God, we live in a free society where ideas can be exchanged, and we polarized people of both stripes can find out that, yes, we do have some common ground that we share.
Okay,
I'm proud to stand with you left-leaners who want to end the war in Iraq, with you.
Okay, but, I mean, what views are you talking about here? What do you think this is? What view do you think that I hold that's extreme?
Okay, Jay, here's where we get into the button pushing point, and here's where I'm going to send you over the edge, and this is not my intention, sir.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And same with the rest of you liberals out there. the thing is, Jay, that, and, I mean, don't get me wrong, even though I consider
just
myself.
Just say it. I'm an adult. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, you're an adult. We'll see how you sound in 30 seconds.
All right, go ahead. What views do you think I have that are extreme?
Okay, I'll tell you what's so wacko about you left-leaners is that you guys think a couple of men can come together and raise children in a healthy manner. To me, that is extremely sick.
Okay.
You people cannot stand
right.
Hell
calm,
okay,
calm down. Calm down.
Go
Hang
ahead.
On.
We'll see how I sound in 30 seconds.
All right, grasp onto this idea.
Go ahead.
While I disagree with you on this...
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a right to your opinion.
Thank you.
And I think that you should encourage yourself and your family you should raise your kids as you see fit with the beliefs that you see fit. But if you step into the situation where you seek to go to your neighbor's house or somebody five houses down or somebody in another state and you seek to impose that on them.
Oh, no.
That philosophy, wait, hang on. That philosophy on them, I find that.
No, don't get me wrong, Jay.
I find that to be wrong, and I would say that that's an extreme. I would say that that would be an extreme libertarian position.
I'm in total agreement with you, sir. I raise my kids as you say, the way I see fit.
Okay, so what's extreme about that view?
However, I take it a step further, and I try to enlighten them of other viewpoints as well.
Okay, but before I go to the traffic here, what was all right? So what's the extreme? What do you care? What does anybody care? Why should anybody care if two men want to live together?
I don't care.
And raise it. Well, you care enough to bring it up and raise a child when a lot of us out here have grown up in heterosexual households with extremely abusive and lousy parents.
I'm sorry we can't have a discussion in the limited time frame involved here. But
well, no, Jay, we can. Hang on. Come back. It's 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and let's check traffic.
Thanks, Jay. It's been a good ride so far this morning. We're still running collision-free, so hopefully we can keep it that way. Just seeing a little bit more traffic now, eastbound I-70, right through your I-25 corridor, extending toward Brighton. Same situation, eastbound 270, crossing Commerce City, and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Not bad at all, but just starting to bog down a little bit around Federal. Weather outlook today, expect a partly sunny day with scattered rain showers and a high of 88. Tonight, we'll have isolated evening showers, then clearing late with a low of 61. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny in 89, and right now we've got some clouds, 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want your kids to make a great impression on their first day of school? Fantastic Sam's can help with the latest cuts and styles.
Honey, were you able to get that set and grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no. The washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna shout!
Frustrated with set and stain? Don't take it out on the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So, where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
Set and stain? Shout it out with Shout Advance. S.C. Johnson Family Company.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Disturbia, Life Support, and I Think I Love My Wife. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
$35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and they're a direct lender and can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans, so they can say yes even if you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it's not going to last long. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
TV Guide calls Damages summer's hottest new show.
Taking power away from a man is a dangerous thing.
Glenn Close stars in the FX original series Damages, an all-new episode tonight at 11, only on FX.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, we're having a discussion here between a guy who is conservative and myself. 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, let me go back to Marvin and Aurora. All right, go ahead. Now you got plenty of time. Go.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your courtesy holding me over, sir.
Sure.
You label me as conservative and myself. You don't apply the other label to yourself, but I would question you.
What do you mean I didn't apply the other label to myself?
You say I'm. You don't say myself a liberal. You know how
well,
do you?
Well, because I think everybody knows. Everybody knows what I am. I mean, I don't know. I don't hide it. I mean, this is that's ridiculous.
That's fine. But what I want to say though, you label me conservative, but I would say, hey, now okay, that's fine. I'll wear that label, but. You know, now don't paint me with one color, Jay, because I have a, believe me, baby, I got liberal stripes running through this conservative blood. So.
Okay, but we were talking about what views you think that I have that are extreme, and I was just questioning about your statement about that mm-hmm. you disagree with homosexuality, and you disagree.
No, you're putting those words in my mouth.
All right, I got 2 minutes here. So just tell me, let's get to the elephant in the room. What's really bothering you?
What's really bothering me is the liberal mindset. We've had many decades now of indoctrination along these leftist lines.
Well, what mindset?
Just let me talk.
Well, you got 2 minutes, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I'm doing the best I can here.
I can't get to the bottom unless I start at the top, Jay.
Well, start somewhere, damn it.
I just lost 30 seconds here. The problem is the liberal mindset that starts the day thinking skewed thoughts, such as equality. Yes, men are created equal. Yes, we should all have equal opportunity, and such exists in this nation.
Oh, it does, huh?
However, racism is alive and well, I find, on the left side of the aisle.
Oh, okay. Well,
I do
you know
not
what?
Find. I Jay, let me talk.
No,
I
I'm
do not find
no,
racism.
No, because I'm not. Because I'm going to refute what you just said. Okay, you just made a statement that
all the racist organizations are on the left side of the aisle, Jay.
Oh, okay. Well, here's
how about National Organization for Colored People? Yeah. How about CARE? How
well,
about
you will,
people
you will.
The roster, Jay?
All right. Do you want to, you know, let me.
Can you name one conservative?
Oh, here he goes.
Can
You're
you name one
out.
Conservative group, Jay, that is racist?
Here's what. Can
name
I?
Name one conservative group that is racist. Name one, Jay.
KKK.
That promotes a racist
KKK.
Organization. No, that's not a conservative group. That's not a legitimate
group.
Oh,
really? Good. Okay, I must have missed that. Excuse me, before
group.
We get off on all of this, I'm just going to end this conversation by giving you this.
Go ahead.
You made a statement about race, then you might want to study this. Recent study finds racial disparity in executions. A new study finds that blacks who kill whites are more likely to face execution than the other way around. Maybe you should dwell on that for a while. And I thank you for the call.
I'm pro execution anytime,
Jay. But I didn't get a whole hell of a lot out of this. But thanks. I tried. All right, we'll continue.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Before you buy it, we know when you try it, you'll buy it because it works. What is it? It's Lovido. L-O-V-I-D-O. Energizing and invigorating hundreds and thousands of satisfied customers in Europe. Now available in the U.S. for the first time with this exclusive free offer. Improve the quality of your life, elevate your energy level, increase your stamina, and most importantly, boost your sex life. We'll give you a number to call to receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. Lovido is an all-natural supplement containing our patented blend of synergistic ingredients, clinically proven to boost physical, mental, and sexual energy. Don't let age stop you from living life to the fullest. Call now and feel the power of Lovido. You will not be disappointed. Call 1-866-4-LIBIDO now and receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. That's 1-866-4-LIBIDO. Just take care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-LIBIDO.
760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick in Wellington, Utah. It is a tragedy that has struck at the heart of a small rural community, a mine collapse that's trapped six people 1,500 feet beneath solid rock for more than 24 hours now.
I just hope and pray that they're okay and they can get them out.
Make your heart stop, because we all have family members that work in different coal mines.
Rescuers are trying again this morning to reach the miners. They were blocked by debris overnight. It was too unstable for them to continue.
Extremely disappointed. This is a setback.
Mine owner Robert Murray, today they'll use a helicopter to try to drill in from above and reach a mine shaft near where the six are trapped. If the men are alive, they would have enough oxygen and water to hold out for the 2 to 3 days this operation may call for. I'm Cammie McCormick in Wellington, Utah. With more CBS News, here's Frank Setapan.
It's meeting day for the Federal Reserve Board's policymakers. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnetto in Washington. Barry, why is this one more important than most?
Because there's a lot of uneasiness about the economy, Frank.
What the market will be looking for is confidence.
Quicken Loans chief economist Bob Walter says while no interest rate change is likely today, a rate cut may be in order sooner rather than later to ease the credit crunch and kickstart the slumping housing market.
They need to provide oil to the economic engine.
Before that happens, though, the Fed must be convinced the lower rates won't fuel inflation. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
The latest report on the economy should be welcome news for the Fed. It shows a rebound in productivity. It grew at a 1.8% annual rate in the second quarter. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 2.5 points. Two new government studies show that beer is the drink of choice for binge drinkers. The CDC's Dr. Tim Naney says beer's cheap, easy to come by, and socially acceptable.
It's in our best interest to incentivize Joe Sixpack to cut down to one or two drinks instead of five or more drinks.
Fidelity, bravery, and integrity. You can still become a G-man even if you have a history of drug abuse. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
The FBI is loosening up, Frank. Now it's okay to join the Bureau, even if as recently as 3 years ago you rolled it up, lit it up, smoked it up. Quite a departure from the button-down days of Bureau founder J. Edgar Hoover. New FBI rules do allow job applicants a history of drug use as long as they're not using now. The Bureau does have a lot of jobs to fill, Frank.
Who's a better teacher, you or that infant teaching video that promises to turn your little darling into a little Einstein? New study finds that children whose parents talk to them wind up with a bigger vocabulary. That's no surprise to Professor Alice Honig.
Television is not anywhere near as good a teacher of language as a human being who's interacting lovingly with that baby at close range.
Schools in 17 states with the highest obesity rates are getting a financial boost to help youngsters shape up. $20 million from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. This is CBS News.
Chevy wants to talk to you about the air in your tires. Look at the guy in the lane next to you. See those saggy tires? According to fueleconomy.gov, properly inflated tires may improve your gas mileage by up to 3%. If everyone in the U.S. did this, we could save millions of gallons of fuel each year. So every 2008 Chevy car and half-ton truck will come with a tire pressure monitor that automatically alerts you when pressure is low. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Ever run out of ink at the wrong time? Office Depot has the solution. Office Depot ink and toner is always low priced and never out of stock, guaranteed. Office Depot has over 500 choices in store and thousands more online, including our own Office Depot brand, which will save you 10%. Plus, get $3 off your next in-store purchase for each empty ink and toner cartridge you bring in, up to 25 per day. In-stock guarantee valid in-store only. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. See store for details. Selections vary by location.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. There's going to be a big surprise for voters come November. Secretary of State Mike Kaufman says no statewide measures have qualified to be included on this year's election ballot.
The initiative process is limited to only tax issues in odd years. In even years, anything can go on the ballot, but in odd years, only tax-related issues, revenue-related questions, can be on the ballot.
And Kaufman says nothing qualified, so for the first time in 15 years, there'll be no statewide initiatives come November. Police are investigating the deaths of two people found in a Highlands Ranch home last night. They think it could be a murder-suicide. And Denver-based Frontier Airlines says it set a record last month, filling more than 88% of its planes as the summer's heavy travel season got into full swing. Those results released just days after Frontier CEO Jeff Potter announced he was calling it quits in September to take a job with Exclusive Resorts. That's a vacation housing firm catering to the mega rich. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, nothing of any real significance to bog down the commute. We just have heavier traffic across the north side, southbound 25 jammed as usual between 120th and 84th. Delays westbound I-76 at your I-25 merge, and southbound 225 seeing delays now around Mississippi and again just after Parker. Also keep in mind Aurora schools are back in session, so watch your speeds in those school zones. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a partly sunny day, more scattered rain showers, high of 88. Right now, partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z convertible giveaway on August 30th. Earn entry tickets daily to increase your chances of winning. Stop by the Canyon Club or visit canyoncasino.com for details.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay. The very idea that I could sit here and multitask while running a radio show is absolutely frickin' ridiculous. I must know my limitations. And that's one of my limitations. Wouldn't you agree, John?
What are you doing, booking like tickets to Vegas or something?
No. I'm answering a very, very emotional email that I got from Mary. And I'm the luckiest man in the world because I'm married to the best person in the world. And I love her, and I am an extremely difficult human being to live with. And sometimes, for somebody who's in the communications business, sometimes I don't communicate very well. Nor am I as observant as I ought to be. Okay, 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 here, 303-713-7600, chance of thunderstorms, high of 89. We were talking last hour about polarization and about all the BS out there, and I got a couple of callers who wanted to talk, and I held them over. So we're going to get to them. One of them that's been hanging on for a long time is Lisa and Aurora. Lisa, thank you, and go ahead.
Hey, Jay. You know, I totally agree with you. I think a lot of people are feeling disenfranchised and angry, and I think that a lot of people maybe don't even know where they stand on issues or don't have time to do all the research, so they pick a side. You know, it's not, there isn't anybody that represents me. I represent me. Hillary doesn't represent me, just like George Bush doesn't represent me. I just think that there's this whole thing of, you know, if I'm a conservative, then I'm a capitalist pig. Or if I'm a liberal, I'm a tree hugger and care about the environment. Why do I have to be one or the other?
Oh, boy, do I agree with that. Boy, do I agree with thank you very much. Call of the entire century right here. I have the exact same feeling Because you say to people, like for me, some of the people I really love, that I get a big kick out of, that I enjoy being involved with, that I enjoy talking to, are business people. What's wrong with making money? What's wrong with
turning a profit? Pig. I'm drinking a $4 cup of coffee right now.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
But I also recycle cans. Al Franken doesn't represent me, just like Rush Limbaugh doesn't represent me. It's just, I'm tired of being one or the other. Do I have no morals if I'm not conservative? Am I a hedonistic pagan if I'm a liberal? I'm neither one of those.
Yeah, me neither.
Do I have to hate illegal immigrants because I'm a Republican, or do I have to love everybody and open my borders to be whatever it is because I'm a liberal? I'm neither one of those, Jay. I've gotten in so many arguments with my liberal friends lately, just like I get in arguments with my conservative friends. I don't consider myself a liberal. I was embarrassed to be. I was a Republican when I was younger, and when Pat Buchanan got up at the whatever national convention and called everybody a bunch of feminazis, I so changed my party the next day. But now, I'm frankly embarrassed about things that Hillary Clinton says and Nancy Pelosi say. Those people don't represent me either. They're all a bunch of very elitist, very rich people who live on the East Coast. They don't have my interest. Hillary doesn't have my interest in mind any more than George W. has my interests in mind. Neither one of them do. And it's almost infuriating. And so who do I pick? In the last election, I could not bring myself, of course, to vote for George W. Bush, but I was equally disgusted by John Kerry.
Yuck. Yeah, that was John Kerry's fault, too.
Yuck.
Well, that was his fault. That was his fault. And it was his fault because he was a guy who had a lot of good ideas. He was a guy who had served his country valiantly, but he ran, you could just see it happening.
The
campaign was so bad.
Like, what if the people who actually care about what I care about in the Democratic Party got a clue? What could happen? I just about started crying about 2 weeks ago when I heard Barack Obama say to the United Church of Christ Convention, since when did conservatives own and get to claim that they have morals and care about their family? Hello? What if the Democrats would go down that alley?
Well, they've gotten away with it because they keep saying it all the time. And if you say something long enough, people begin to believe it. Then they turn around and then they'll, like last night is a classic example on Hardball with Tony Blankley getting into this whole thing about how it doesn't really matter about Mitt Romney or Giuliani's past, or particularly Giuliani, the marriages and all of that stuff. And well, yeah, if it were anybody else, it really wouldn't matter. But it does matter when you're a member of a party that spends so much damn time sticking your finger in everyday Americans' faces, lecturing them about "quote unquote moral values,"
absolutely,
and portraying yourself off as being moral. On the other side of it, the Democrats, not all of them, just like not all Republicans are like that, but the Democrats campaigned on this idea that you elect us, we're going to achieve significant change.
No, it didn't happen.
No, then what happens? Well, what happens is they agree to the wiretap deal.
Right. And see, it's all politics, Jay. I certainly believe that in order to get to, like, the level of George W. or Hillary Clinton, I actually categorize those two people in the same category. I think that you have to have a huge element of slime to run, to even get to run for president or to be a senator. What if I was a senator and I had a really great idea? Like Ken Salazar, for example. He's a really good guy. he goes to Washington, he can't do anything, and then he starts bending over because he can't do anything unless he plays the game. It's all the big game, and the game is what's sick.
Well, they become, what happens to them is, here's what happens to them. What happens to them is that they become compromisers.
You have to compromise in order to get somewhere there, get anything. Like,
well,
I'll compromise this because it's less important to me than this. And I don't blame Ken Salazar, but it's just, I mean, he's not going to be able to get anything done unless he bends over a few times and does what everybody else wants. That's what politics
is.
Well,
see, my disagreements with him would be, and I like him as a human being, but my disagreements with him would be is that he bends over on the wrong things. I mean,
exactly.
Sticking with Alberto Gonzalez, then finally, after all this is done, he finally turns around and says, well, yeah, maybe he ought to go. And then voting for the wiretap thing, which is worse than what it was before. And why would you put that much trust in the hands of somebody who's so damn incompetent and is and then you have people on the other side of the aisle who sit there and pretend that this guy is okay. I mean, and that the Fourth Amendment is what the Fourth Amendment is.
Yeah, I think we're all like, well, and I shouldn't say all, but here's where I am. I'm really annoyed that I have to play the game of pick the lesser of the two evils all the time. That's just infuriating to me. And I don't know if it's possible to find someone that represents me completely, but if I found someone that represented me on the important things, that's who I'm going to vote for. But I don't think a lot of people keep in mind or even maybe prioritize individually what's really important to them. I mean, what is really important to me is my family. And you know what? Everything else is crap. And so I have to base my values and how I vote on that. And I've stopped listening and saying, I haven't stopped listening. I've actually started listening. I try to listen to the message and not the messenger. And so I've actually heard Rush Limbaugh. I listen to Rush Limbaugh because sometimes it's entertaining to me, sometimes it's infuriating to me, and sometimes I just want to know what people like that are thinking. But you know what? He actually can say things that make sense and that are good sometimes, even though the other 90% of the things he says make me want to vomit. But I try so hard now to listen to what's being said as opposed to who's saying it. And it's frustrating, and it takes a lot of energy to do that. But I wish that people would take that time, because we gave away the farm here, and we've been giving it away forever, and I wish people would just take it back.
Well, we're talking past each other, and we're not talking to each other. I listened to him for the first time in a long time. I listened to him last Friday. My problem with him is that he's too much of a water carrier
he's a moneymaker, it's all about money for him
for the administration, and he's way over the top, and he makes these, like, here's a statement he made about how the Democrats are a PR machine, I'm paraphrasing him, for Al-Qaeda. Oh,
yeah,
come on.
That's gross.
Give me a break.
I agree.
What? Because there are a lot of us out here who just think that the insanity in Iraq is wrong?
Well, see, if people are looking for the news media to give them the clues, I mean, CNN is as gross as Fox.
Well, I agree.
And, you know, it's just like, You're not gonna find somebody who represents you, because you're you and I'm me and they're them. Rush Limbaugh has his own interests in mind, just like George W., just like Hillary, just like Nancy Pelosi. None of those people have my best interests in mind. Only I have my best interests.
I don't know if I would go that far and say that about Nancy Pelosi. Not everything she does I agree with, but I talked to her. I think she does care. I think there are people on the other side who do care. Their vision may be different than what your vision is or my vision is, but I think that that they do care, but I think there's a hell of a lot of people out there who just don't get it and don't get a clue and they don't care. And the problem, and what ends up happening is that...
So I'll pick a side.
I think, look, the way the system works, you have to go by this, I think. You have to say to yourself, it's better to get 80% of what you want than get nothing of what you want.
I so agree
with
you.
But then when you see people do things who hold elective office, who do things where they don't even give you 80%, then you just put your head in your hands and you shake your head and you just think to yourself,
I agree.
You're totally and completely frustrated.
I hear the music and I agree. It's just the thing that I want to leave you with, Jay, is people need to decide. Every single American needs to figure out what that most important 80% is. What's really your priority? What's your priority?
My priority is a community and a country that is fair.
Don't say balanced.
Equal. And, yeah, balanced. Represents, you know, has checks and balances and has both sides for those checks and balances. That's my idea. And I think that equates to a healthy, secure environment to raise kids in and to have a family in. And I think too much of either extreme leads to poison.
Well, let's start our own party then, Jay.
I wish we could. I wish we could. I'm with you 100%. Thank you so much. What a great call.
You're the bomb. I love you, man.
I love you, too.
All right, bye.
See you later. Anybody else want to jump in on this? 303-713-7600. Because a lot of times, I'll tell you, I'm like Lisa, a lot of times I feel like I don't even belong on this radio station. But then again, I don't belong on any radio station. And you know why? Because there's nobody out there who represents me. I love Congressman Mark Udall. I love Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Why? Because I know them as people, not just guys who hold political office. And I know them to be thinking, true, caring individuals.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Get the good stuff. Did you know the hot temperatures of summer can be tougher on your car's battery than the cold? That's true. That's why now's a great time to put a NAPA battery under your hood. Like everything that carries the NAPA name, NAPA batteries are manufactured to the highest industry standards, with sizes to fit cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, tractors, and more. Replace your old battery today with a tough, dependable NAPA battery. NAPA. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
A station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
724, 24 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. You can't afford to miss this. Due to the adjustable rate mortgage crisis, and you know what's going on, it was on the top of the hour news, the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation has pledged $20 billion in financing to help families stay in their homes and get a loan they can afford. The best way for you to access this program is calling the mortgage store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company and they're a direct lender and can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans so they can say yes even if you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every single month. There's a limited amount of money available and it's not going to last long. So call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Hold on, as I'll be saying, no way, to millionaire Al Perinello, who's here saying, people who don't pay taxes shouldn't be allowed to vote. Bruce Berry is dropping in on the erosion of free expression in the American workplace, and President John Sweeney of the AFL-CIO is here at the Democratic presidential candidates meeting working families August 7th, hosted by Keith Olbermann, right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Boy, that all smashed together, didn't it? That sounded awesome.
That was as tight as a rejoin you're ever going to hear.
We're going to send you to the Fox or Mountain School of Rejoining Breaks. Or the KBCO school. 7:26, 26 minutes after 7. The chance thunderstorms high today, 89. I kicked off this whole thing last hour, and we're still on it. You can join if you want to. About the polarization that's out there, about the feeling that, like Lisa was saying, that, well, I don't know how to encapsulate what I was saying. When I start saying, how would you encapsulate this, John? How would you say describe what I was saying the first hour? How would you encapsulate what I was saying the first hour? How would you put that down in the form?
I had to do it for our podcast, and you know, first thing I said was Jay was all over the map the first hour. We talked about disenchantment in America, labeling people, why there seems to be such a division between Democrats and Republicans. You know, in this day and age, where it didn't seem to be as divisive 5 years, you know, pre-Bush as it is now.
There was always that division. It just wasn't as nasty.
It just seems really nasty now. It seems real nasty.
Yeah, this idea that we're like, oh, you're a liberal, you're a freak. And I know there are people on the left who do it, too, towards people on the right. This is this assumption that everybody's the enemy.
Well, then you have the story sitting in front of you about the town of Telluride who voted for impeachment, and now they're getting all these crazy...
Yeah, I was going to get into that story this morning about Telluride, which voted to impeach George W. Bush, and now they're getting all of these crazy emails and all these complaints, and people won't go to Telluride, and they're called moonbats, lunatics, boobs, bong smokers, left bots. Those are the insults and more about are being heaped on the populace of Telluride after the Telluride Town Council became the first in Colorado to vote for an ordinance to impeach President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney. Now, I know this is going to offend any conservatives who are out there, but look, I think these two guys should be impeached because I think they're reckless. Well, Well, no, I'll tell you what I really think. I think they're nuts. And, you get being labeled a loony liberal and all of this stuff. Well, okay, so my position I know is divisive. And I know that I'd be characterized as an enemy. But I've tried to examine this over and over again. I see the other talk show hosts, basically most of them, as just being. Well, I can't say that word on the air. Let me think of another way to put it. Chauffeurs. Limousine drivers? I don't know. What would you say? Toadies? Propagandists? For the administration. And that because you disagree with them and you disagree with the people who would comprise their core of listeners, like there's something wrong with you and you're the enemy? And you're a loony liberal, and you're loony this, and you're loony that. I don't consider myself to be loony. I consider myself to be pretty mainstream. I like making money. I like having money. I mean, what is it that would be out of the mainstream? Okay, you're right. I'm not fixated on gays and lesbians living together. Does that put me out of the mainstream, that I don't care about homosexuals? And when I say I don't care, what I mean is, I just don't care. I judge you for the person you are. I don't give a damn what your sexual orientation is. I don't care. I don't want into your bedroom. I don't want the government into your bedroom, my bedroom, or anybody's bedroom. I don't care. I want the Bill of Rights upheld. Does that make me out of the mainstream? I know what the Fourth Amendment stands for. I want it enforced. I want the First Amendment enforced. Does that make me out of the mainstream? I want us out of Iraq. Does that make me out of the mainstream? I want to kill Al-Qaeda. Does that make me out of the mainstream? I believe that small business people ought to get a helping hand and a break because they're the ones who really impact communities. And I think you ought to spend your money locally. Does that make me out of the mainstream? How many of you out there agree with me on all of this? I think there's something wrong with health care. I don't think we can continue to go at the pace we're going. I think we need to fix it. I do not believe in the boogeyman of socialized medicine, and I do not believe that the free market system will fix this. I believe we have to fix it. Healthcare equates to human suffering. Healthcare equates to money spent by the taxpayers. Healthcare equates to loss of productivity. I believe we have to do something about it. I mean, universal healthcare is the answer. I don't think children should be without health care. Does that make me out of the mainstream? I don't like illegal immigration. I'm not for opening the borders. But I am not for demonizing people who are here illegally and hanging everything on them. I'm for fixing the situation in a rational, workable, affordable manner. Does that make me out of the mainstream? Now, you can call and answer all this. And there's something I've noticed. You know, immigration plays big over there. Illegal immigration plays big on the other radio stations. You know why? Because going after illegals and making all these comments about Hispanics and Latinos and assimilation and all of this yammering back and forth, doing that beats having to talk about the mess we're in because of the worst foreign policy blunder of most of our lifetimes called Iraq. And if I were over there working on those radio stations, I'd be talking about that problem, the illegal problem, too. You know what that is? The illegal problem is a matter of border security, of knowing who comes in here, what they're doing, and what they're up to. That's called Homeland Security. Does that put me out of the mainstream that I'm concerned about that? I don't like racism. I'm not here to tell you I never had a racist bone in my body, but I don't like racism. Does that put me out of the mainstream? Why are these all not considered to be mainstream values? But I don't consider myself part of the loony left, because I don't know what that means. I love the American flag. I love America. No place I'd rather live than here. I love Colorado. I'm proud of my flag. I'm proud of my country. I think my country's on the wrong track. Does that put me out of the mainstream? If I vote for somebody, I expect them to do what they tell me they're going to do. Ken Salazar has let me down again and won't come on the show to explain himself. Does that put me out of the mainstream? I am tired of not only parts of the Democratic Party, but I'm also tired of parts of the Republican Party. Does that put me out of the mainstream? I do not want prayer in school. I do not want religion on public grounds. I do not want a theocracy, and I do not believe that this is a Christian nation. We are a secular country in which you have the right to practice your religion as you see fit, and you should have that right. And anybody who wants to take that right away from you is wrong. But when you seek to influence and you seek to make me follow your way, then you and I are going to get crossways. Does that make me out of the mainstream? All right, 303-713-7600. I'm tired of all of these freaking labels. And John Turk is right. Don't call us liberal. Don't call us conservative. Don't call us any of that stuff. How about this? Why don't you call us American? How about that idea? 7:37, your call is coming up. Gina with traffic.
All right, we've got construction starting up along I-70, E-470, so you can expect some lane closures there. Could affect you in either direction. Heavier traffic now, of course, on I-70 right at your I-25 corridor, definitely on that eastbound side. Westbound right at 225, and looks like we're not too bad getting out of Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, just the usual delays there as you approach Federal. Weather outlook today, expect a partly sunny day with scattered rain showers into the evening. High today of 88, right now partly cloudy, 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council and the Denver Art Museum remind you to take care of our...
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
At Walmart. Hey, let me talk to you about two other Americans. Let me talk to you about two friends of mine. They're good friends of mine, and they're good people, and I love getting on the air and talking about them. But I won't go on for 2 or 3 minutes like I could. You know what? If you get in the position where you need a personal injury lawyer, and by the way, tort reform is really just code for you don't have any right to go to court and try to get redress of grievance, and I don't think that's out of the mainstream either. because I believe in that. These guys are great lawyers. They're progressive trial lawyers. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, they believe in and support AM 760 Progressive Talk, and both of them got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson will fight corporations and insurance companies for real people, real everyday people like you and me. They are trial lawyers. They're proud of it, and they're good ones. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. They are not ambulance chasers. This is not BS. So if you get stuck and your insurance company's jacking you around or getting jacked around by some big corporation, you know what? You call these guys. You won't be disappointed. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661 or on the web at themiketurnerlaw.com. That's miketurnerlaw.com.
Our next life exercise, assembling bookshelf. Begin in a crouched position, nervously staring at the 75 different pieces. Good. Lift shelves onto metal studs. Curl up, slide in. Curl up, slide in. Notice a shelf is missing.
What?
Repack, repack. Lug back to store.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM 760.net.
Jay, and the rest of you liberals,
Get
a thick hide. I'm not throwing it at you like a dart, but the mere word liberal, now we can't say liberal anymore.
You liberals! You know, I really try very hard not to get on the radio and say, you right-wingers. But there are guys out there there are people out there that are right-wing, and in my opinion, I consider them to be unreasonable. But there are a lot of people listening to this radio station, too, that are unreasonable. 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 89. See, that's why I know my talk career is coming to an end. You know why? Because I no longer enjoy the art of polarization. And I used to be really good at it. And now I don't enjoy it anymore. Now I'm more troubled by it. Here's John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Yeah, you just said that you don't enjoy the polarization and the fight back and forth. I could hear it in previous conversations you've had with callers where I just think, why do you even let them go on, I wonder, because I can hear how much anger and frustration is in your voice, and it's just not healthy, and you're not going to, I mean, I think you know you're not going to convince them of...
Because they ought to be able to feel that even though I might get angry and frustrated with them, like Marvin and Aurora. I mean, he and I don't see eye to eye, but he's welcome to call back here anytime. I mean, they're all welcome to call back. They're all welcome to get on. And to me, one of the biggest things that is missing now is the fact that talk radio is split up into two camps, and so all we get now is... Amen corners on both stations, and you don't mix anything up. Let's mix it up and get into it.
Well, can I put a plug that for something I'm about to announce a launch that would do this perfectly?
Absolutely.
So you've come to Drinking Liberally in Denver, and we loved having you there. It was interesting to finally meet you in person, and I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to see you have to go home. But I hope you and John Turk can make it again. So I was just at the Yearly Coast Conference in Chicago, and I got to talk with all of the other people who are involved in Drinking Liberally, who founded the organization. It's now moved into what's called Living Liberally. So we have Drinking Liberally and Laughing Liberally, which are comedy tours, and we have a Reading Liberally chapter, which is a book club. The new one that I'm going to start, and we're going to test it here in Colorado, is Shooting Liberally. So we're going to go to a gun range and liberals and conservatives have shooting competitions. We're not shooting at each other. Let me just specify that out for all you gun nuts, both liberal and lefty and righty. We're shooting at paper or clay targets, or paper targets or clay pigeons. Now, for those who don't like firearms, we're thinking of also having a game of paintball. Then the lefties and the righties can shoot at each other at will. And we get the idea is we get to come together and, well, A, obviously express our frustrations at each other, but B, we actually get to come together and realize that we are not diametrically opposed on absolutely everything. We can come, some of us can come together and realize that we do have some common goals. A, that, you know, the Democrats do not, despite what the righties have said, what Rush Limbaugh has said over and over and over again, that Democrats want to take your guns away. We absolutely do not. There's a time and a place. I'm not even going to go into it, but you'll see that there are some of us that don't want to do that, that want to have reasonable dialogue, and we're going to do that.
Yeah, I'm that way, too. I like guns, basically.
Yep, me too.
I do. I like the noise they make. I like them. I do.
Yeah, I find them relaxing. You have to be so relaxed to be able to aim and still pull that trigger and anticipate the kickback and the blast and the noise. It's relaxing. I haven't done it in a while. I haven't been to I haven't been shooting since I moved to Colorado 7 years ago. Did it all the time in Illinois. But yeah, I wanted to touch on the caller who said that there are liberal organizations that are racist, and then you mentioned, well, what about the KKK that's the main obvious conservative organization, and I'm gonna, you know, the basis of arguing between left and right, the sort of rules of how to argue with a right-wing talk show host is like Bill O'Reilly or Gunny Bob, who I'm about to go off on this topic, is that you never agree with any points they make and you just argue your points back. Well, but I'm about to do that, and that is that there is racism in all of us. If there's a single person who doesn't have a single racist tendency, never had a racist thought, I'd love to meet them and learn from them, but I've, you know, walked down the street. I was raised by my parents to effectively fear young people of any skin color, but predominantly Latinos and African Americans standing on a street corner. And I've tried to fight it, but I still get that little twinge of fear. Racism is something that's taught. It's passed down from generation to generation. And we're working on that. It's happening less and less. The young people today, the teenagers, the folks that are just younger than me, are more and more, they do not see skin color. There are more and more interracial relationships.
Yeah, I think America is definitely changing. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, and the conservatives don't like that, and that's why, one of the reasons why, I mean, your point about them amping up about illegal immigration to not talk about Iraq is a valid point, but I think at its core, Tom Tancredo is a racist. He does not talk about only enforcing the law and passing, if he never talks about passing effective immigration reform.
Well, because if he ever passed effective immigration reform, he wouldn't have an issue.
Yes, but he's also railed against. He's talked about bombing Mecca. And the cultural losing America's cultural heritage by mixing with, he's effectively saying, by mixing with the dirty brown people. That's what he's saying at his core. He won't come out and say it in public. That's what he's saying. He's a racist, and I don't know where to go from there. So
there is nowhere to go from there other than to try to get around that and challenge that by saying, one, we do have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we need to solve the problem. Three, what's the most effective way to solve the problem? Not what gets you the most attention and
coverage.
And plays the best, you know? And
yeah.
that in fixing something difficult, there's always going to be something involved, and that something involved is called pain, because without pain, you have no gain. Well, doesn't that sound crazy? But
without the pain, you have no gain.
Right, but it's true. You know, but it's true. I mean, it's
yes.
really, really, it's really, I mean, look at you can apply that to anything in life. I mean, it's really, really true. All right, I got to run. John, thank you, man. And when you get this gun thing going, please come on the show and tell us what the dates are and plug it. And maybe I'll find somebody with a firearm and I can show up and have fun, too.
We'll be renting guns, I think.
Cool.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right,
have
John.
A good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Two lines open, 303-713-7600-750, 50 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's right, because I'm not threatened by brown people. It doesn't mean that I want to open the borders and let everybody through. Now, I'm very selective who I want to hang out with. And they got to be good citizens. That's what they got to be. And if they're here illegally, well, that's wrong. But we got to figure out a way to accommodate the 12 to 13 million. But you know what? See, we can talk about this and we can get into all of this and we can get crazy about it because it beats confronting the real overwhelming issues, which is basically the security of this country and this stupid, ridiculous war that we're caught in. Gina with traffic.
Jay, with the exception of one collision off the highway in the downtown area, northbound Stout at 18th, we've been running collision-free all morning. So good shape as far as the commute goes. Just the usual slow-moving traffic eastbound 270 if you're anywhere between I-76 and Vasquez. Southbound 225, bogged down as usual through the DTC. And we're looking actually really good on I-25 if you're anywhere between C-470 and downtown. If you're on the opposite end through Thornton and North Glen, of course, we have the usual heavy traffic there from 120th to 84th and again into downtown. Weather outlook today, it'll be a partly sunny one with scattered rain showers throughout the day and into the evening. Looking for a high of 88 today. Right now, partly cloudy, 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Safeway has the sweetest, plumpest, juiciest produce featuring the finest selections from local growers, all given a 100% freshness guarantee. For the finest selection of produce, head to Safeway. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
TV Guide calls Damages summer's hottest new show.
Taking power away from a man is a dangerous thing.
Glenn Close stars in the FX original series Damages, an all-new episode tonight at 11, only on FX.
It's 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Right, left, in the middle. I think we can all agree on this. You go someplace, you want to get treated right. You do not want to get ripped off. You do not want to have a situation where you're taken advantage of. And those things are not going to happen at Rocky's Autos. I'm proud to get on here. I'm proud to talk about Rocky's. They are my friends. And as I said earlier this morning, I've made lifelong friends out there. Mary and I have bought a number of cars from Rockies, and we will continue to keep doing so. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. These cars are all safety checked. These cars are great, and they've got a huge selection. You could find almost anything you want out there. And good people to deal with. People who do care. That's why they've been there for so long. People like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Mark, who I love, and Kobe Harris, who I love, and Spanky Herrera, and Freddie Lobrato, and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and all of the folks, Adolf and Juan, and all of the folks who work out there really, really love them. You can see their selection on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or here's something else you can do. You can go out there and see it for yourself. They've also got their matching down savings program in effect, which will help you out money-wise. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Can't say enough about them. Rockies Autos, 63rd Federal. Get out there, find out yourself.
Announcing the exclusive SpeedVac 2020 Lifetime LASIK Commitment. That's right. A lifetime 2020 LASIK commitment by the name Colorado has trusted for more than 25 years. SpeedVac 2020 LASIK. If you're considering LASIK, call 303-C2020 today and take advantage of our exclusive SpeedVac 2020 Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And here's the best news of all. In addition to a 2020 lifetime commitment, our advanced blade-free custom view LASIK procedure also comes with a $1,000 savings. It's just our way of saying thank you, Colorado, for helping SpeedVac 2020 LASIK become Colorado's most trusted name in vision. With our $1,000 savings, our SpeedVac 2020 lifetime commitment, and the unsurpassed safety of blade-free interlace technology, isn't it time you said yes to LASIK? It's as simple as calling 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020 or online at SpeedVac.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Even though I consider
just
myself...
Just say it. I'm an adult. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, you're an adult. We'll see how you sound in 30 seconds.
All right, go ahead. What views do you think I have that are extreme?
Okay, I'll tell you what's so wacko about you left-leaners is that you guys think a couple of men can come together and raise children in a healthy manner. To me, that is extremely sick.
Okay.
You people
all
cannot
right.
You
all
people
right.
Cannot
all right. Calm,
seconds.
Calm, okay, calm down. Calm down.
Go
hang
ahead.
On. Rest.
How I sound in 30 seconds.
I have to move. I have to sell my house. Because there are two men living together down the block, and they're raising a kid. 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, talking about conservatives versus liberals versus people in the middle who, I'm not sure where I belong. But anyway, let's go to Mike in Loveland. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. So what I was calling about was that I was listening to your conversation, and first of all, I kind of agree that it's gotten really divisive in the last few years. But I want to make the point, and that I think people keep forgetting, is that as and I'm a conservative, I'm definitely what you guys would refer to as a right winger. But I think that we have a lot more that we all agree on than we disagree on. And as an example, you know, if you had yes or no questions. You liberals, you left-wingers, you know, whatever you want to call it, do you guys want to see a strong economy?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, so do I. Do you want to see a healthy environment?
Yeah.
Yes, so do I. Yeah, hey, good. You know, Iraq, do you want to see a manageable situation where we can get out of there in a good, clean manner that is good for the Iraqi people and good for the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I. You know, with immigration, do we agree that there is a problem and that we want to find a good, cohesive solution to it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. See, that's where the conversation should start.
But we never get there because there's too much emotion and too much polarization and too much crazy making going on and too much demonization to ever get there. And that's the thing I think we got to fight against and that we have to stop. Michael, I'd love to continue, but I got to get some news. Thanks, man.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I don't know. You want to take this into a third hour? I might entertain it.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Hartman look like? What's on the Jay replay today? The answer is at your fingertips.
Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's video of the week.
And listen to live streaming.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
On AM760.net.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Okay, we're rolling. Chrysler Radio, take one.
The future of Chrysler is brighter than ever, and here's what you can expect.
You're going to have to go faster.
20 new vehicles for starters, and a first-ever lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
Pick up the pace.
Then there's our largest lineup of Jeep vehicles, our beautifully engineered Chrysler lineup, as well as the longest-lasting, most durable line of full-size pickups from Dodge with Hemi V8 power, or a new 6.7-liter Cummins turbo diesel engine.
Even faster.
And innovations like heated and cooled cup holders, music gate, flip-down speakers, dual DVDs, future hybrid Hemis, load and go.
Faster.
MyGate multimedia systems, MDS, not to mention stow-and-go seating, plus a chill zone to keep your drinks cool in the glove compartment. Getting lightheaded.
Introducing the new Chrysler. Get ready for the next 100 years.
All right, disclaimer. Make it fast.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable, not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram chassis cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 7/26/07, based on R.L. Polk & Company vehicles and operation registration statistics, 1987 to 2006. Durability based on longevity. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information. Whew.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's been more than a day now, more than a day trapped underground for Shea Montag's father-in-law and five other Utah coal miners.
Just hope he's all right. Hope they can get him out.
CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest from the scene.
The mine's owner, Robert Murray, is holding out hope.
These men are here in an area that with plenty of air and water that could survive for days.
But efforts to reach them overnight and this morning failed. The rescuers found their way blocked by debris. The passageways were also too unstable and risky. The miners are 1,500 feet under solid rock. Rescuers now hope to drill a hole from above and descend down into the mine shaft.
The miners are trying to knock down columns of coal that used to support the shaft that collapsed. It's a method called retreat mining, and safety experts say it causes an unusually high rate of cave-ins and fatalities. Overseas, a humanitarian group says a flood of Iraqi war refugees is overwhelming one of Iraq's neighbors. CBS's Vicky Barker has that.
They are streaming into Syria, and most go no farther. A Damascus-based human rights organization says nearly 2 million Iraqis are now refugees in Syria, well over 10% of Syria's population, and many are in desperate straits with no money, no jobs, and no prospects for finding either. They face destitution or the uncertain life of illegal work at low wages. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Well-intentioned parents who buy their babies teaching videos may not be helping them. CBS's Jim Taylor tells us why.
The latest pediatric study from the University of Washington echoes what the experts have been saying. Even these so-called educational videos like Baby Einstein, they do a disservice to your infant's learning. Child psychologist Alice Honig.
When they start their babbling between 6 and 12 months, with lots of different consonants and vowels mixed together, tell them you just love to hear them talking and you want to talk back to them.
The doctor has written books like How to Talk to Your Child. She says that's how kids really learn, not videos. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
9 out of 10 adults surveyed by Pinger, a mobile messaging company, say drivers should never send or receive a text message when they're behind the wheel. But Pinger CEO Greg Wook says most people who use text messaging admit they've done it when they drive.
Even of the people that admitted to sending text messages or mobile email from behind the wheel, 80% of those people said it was dangerous and should be outlawed.
Which it is in at least 7 states. Well, the stock market apparently couldn't stand prosperity. After a powerful rally yesterday, prices opened lower as traders waited to hear what the Federal Reserve has to say about the economy, interest rates, and the credit crunch from bad mortgage loans. Fed policymakers meeting today are expected to leave interest rates unchanged. Right now, the Dow Industrial Average is down 55 points, NASDAQ's down 7. McDonald's is giving most of its workers in China a 30% raise. A recent report accused it of paying some workers less than the minimum. This is CBS News.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy 4 Michelin or VF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Good job, guys.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30 07.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
the triple deal from Comcast. Switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The defense could start presenting its case today in the trial of that former University of Northern Colorado punter Mitch Cozad, charged with attempted murder one for allegedly stabbing teammate Rafael Mendoza in an attempt to get Mendoza's starter job. Seven so-called problem bears have been killed during the past 9 days in western Colorado. Division of Wildlife officials say the bears are facing a diminishing supply of natural food, and a lot have learned to associate human habitation with goodies, breaking into homes and campsites and digging through garbage. And the 3-million-year-old skeleton known as Lucy is heading to the United States for a 6-year tour that could include a possible stop in Denver. Officials at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science are still considering the logistics of hosting that exhibit, as well as ethical considerations about whether the fragile remains should be on public display. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, thankfully, no sun glare as you head eastbound into the heart of the city. 6th Avenue is still dragging a bit between Sheridan and I-25. Same situation if you're on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. We've also had a crash on eastbound lanes of C-470 right near Ken Carroll, so we do have a slow pocket through there, again, between Broadway and University. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect partly sunny skies with scattered rain showers into the evening, a high of 88. Right now, partly cloudy. 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado customers. Find the Colorado Shelter agent near you at shelterinsurance.com and ask about Shelter's discounts for your car or home. Seek Shelter today.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after 8 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 89. It's kind of cloudy out there now again. All right. Going to move on to other stuff, or do you want to continue to keep talking about this? I mean, I would love to continue to keep going into this. And I would love to get more conservative callers to call in and also have input in here. And those of you who would like to call, like Lisa, I believe last hour, who say, well, none of these labels and none of this stuff fits me. And the idea that that there's just all of this polarization and letdown and feeling of alienation, and it's not enough to disagree with each other, that we're now going to be characterized as being the enemy, and there's no civility. And there's no trust. There's no trust of institutions. Most people would say that politics are awful, that they suck, that it's terrible. And like Mike the Conservative caller said, I mean, I think we all want the same thing. We just may want to get there by different ways. Does that make it bad? Does that make any of us the enemy? Now, there are some things out there that I strenuously object to. I mean, I really believe that some people have got a real problem. I really do. Particularly those people who want to push Colorado, who want to push the United States of America into some kind of theocracy. But then if you say that, if you voice that concern, then what ends up happening is you get labeled a secular, hostile person towards religion. They're hostile towards religion. No, not really. Not at all. I just want to be as inclusive as I possibly can for everybody. And I really object to and really do not like people who really, in their core belief, who really think to themselves that I'm right, you're wrong, and you're going to go to hell, and that whole, the whole gamut of all of that stuff. I really object to those people. And I really, really object to those people who are hypocritical about it. And I think the biggest example I can give is that David Vitter example, where I haven't heard, and maybe he has, and I just haven't heard it. And if you've heard it, please provide me with the information. But Vitter went to prostitutes. Okay, where's the moral squad now? Where are they? Where's James Dobson? Where are all these people? They seem to be AWOL about this. But if it were one of us, man, boy, I'm telling you what, that figures. That's the way they are. No. There are people on all sides of the political spectrum who are very moral. And then there are people who are not very moral at all. And so what we have here is we have this gulf of polarization. And it's sickening. It really is sickening. 303-713-7600. Let me read this from Denise. Got to disagree with you on this one. I'm a Democrat. My party represents my views in general. Although the Salazar brothers and many like them suck, I will not vote for Salazar again. The Republican Party platform represents views I consider un-American, corporate monopolies, attacking labor, gays. I cannot think of one Republican that I like, not even Susan Collins or Olympia Snowe. I can think of many Dems I like, Bernie Sanders, Feingold, and others. Last I knew, the Republican Party is running caging lists targeted at black military men. They're the biggest racist organization in America. It's not my GOP friends I hate. They agree with me on most issues. They just don't believe in the same facts that I do when it comes to what their leaders vote for and direction they push law. Well, you're right, Denise. We don't agree on this. There are Republicans out there like Susan Collins, Olympia Snowe, Chuck Hagel, and others who you can disagree with them, but you got to respect them. There are Republicans who do carry water for corporate monopolies. They do attack labor. They are homophobic. But you know what? There's Democrats that do exactly the same thing. And I can point to them. Chuck Schumer from New York would be one who said, hey, there's no way he's going to entertain any idea about any taxation of hedge funds. Hillary Clinton is another one who tried to convince everybody at that Daily Kos situation that there's nothing wrong with taking money from lobbyists. Well, nobody pays you something for nothing. And that lobbyists represent nurses, the lobbyists represent teachers. Yeah, but there are far more corporate lobbyists out there than there are anything else. And lobbyists should not be involved in the political process, period, on either side, for either party. It's wrong. And it's what drives people crazy, that they're doing this, that they sell out for a buck. And I like Bernie Sanders, but I don't agree with him on everything. I like Russ Feingold. There are a lot of people I like. There are some Democrats I like. There's a lot of them I don't like. I like Congressman Udall. I like Congressman Perlmutter. I like Governor Bill Ritter. I don't particularly care for Joseph Lieberman. I don't particularly care for Ben Nelson. There are a lot of them I don't care for. But that's not the point of the conversation. The point of the conversation here is that what we've got going on all these national problems is we've got we're talking past each other, not to each other, and that No wonder nobody wants to be involved in this. No wonder voter turnout is what it is, and no wonder people are disgusted and disturbed. They know these problems are going on out there. They know these things are happening, but there's no leadership to solve anything. And it's extremely hard to hang in here with these folks. All right, let's go to Bill in Aurora. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Fine.
Good. I want to start off, first of all, saying that I'm a born-again Christian. And I want to encourage you to stay on the air, keep doing what you're doing, and know that Jesus Christ loves you, man.
Yeah, but see, I don't want to hear that. Because I don't believe in Jesus Christ, and I don't want to hear
that.
I don't want to hear about friggin' Jesus Christ. I've heard about Jesus Christ since I've been like 13 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, and you know what? I don't want to hear any more Jesus.
Jay.
Hallelujah.
Jay, please. Please, man.
Well, then don't do that. That's patronizing, and it's wrong.
I'm not trying to patronize.
But there's something about your religion that you've got to proselytize constantly.
Let me tell you this. What you need is peace, Jay.
I have plenty of peace.
Well, you see, you don't sound like that coming over there.
Well, all right. Hold on a second. Let me do this in terms that you'll understand.
Go ahead.
What would be your reaction if I insulted you?
I would still say Jesus loves you. Why? Because he loves us all. And
you know what you're doing? You're proselytizing to me, and you don't get it that I reject what you are saying, and that if you respect me. And you respect me as a human being.
I respect you, Jay.
Then you would stop doing it.
Well, what do you want? What would you have?
What I would have you do is shut up about Jesus, practice it in your own home, and stop foisting it off. Stop foisting it off on others.
Let me say, that's what I don't want to do. Force it on others.
Well, you're doing it.
Let me ask you. Let me
have a conversation without using the word Jesus. I dare you.
Let me say this to you.
I dare you.
You said,
have a conversation without using the word Jesus. I dare you.
Okay, hold on.
Come on, you can do it.
The first caller that called you this morning, you asked him what about if he had some neighbors that were two homosexuals down the street. Then, hey, those people, that's their right if that's what they want to do. You know? I'm not going to go over there and tell them, hey, you can't do that. I will. When they come to me and I meet them, I would tell them, hey, that's wrong. I would try to tell them that's wrong.
Why would you tell them that's wrong?
Why would I tell them?
Who are you to pass moral judgment on somebody else?
I haven't passed moral judgment.
Well, that's certainly what you're doing.
No.
Why would you? What do you? So they come over and they say to you, gee, you don't know where the local grocery store is, and you go, oh, you must appear to be two gay guys.
No, I wouldn't do that. You
queers are wrong.
No, I wouldn't do that, Jay. No, I would not do
that. What do you think they're going to openly come up to you and talk to you about their sexual lifestyle?
No, I wouldn't expect them to.
Jeez.
But I would expect, as I get to know them, that they would come and tell me, or be known some kind of way, that, hey, they're gay.
So what? What do you care? Why don't you look at it this way? Are they good people or not?
Because if I get to know them and that comes out, I'm concerned about them.
Oh,
Jay.
Stop it. Stop that crap.
That is the truth.
I am sick. You know what? Now I'm raising my butt. You know what? And you're right. This really punches my buttons. I am so sick of you're concerned about them. Be concerned about yourself.
I am.
Leave other people alone.
You don't understand where I've come from in my life.
I don't care where you come from. I don't give a damn where you come from. I don't care. Why don't you look at them as being people? And why don't you
I'm concerned about them.
Oh, please, Bill. Oh, God, Bill.
Save me, Bill.
Save me, Bill. I can't save myself.
Hey, I'm a sinner.
I'm going to hell.
We're all in the same boat.
Save me, Bill.
God, only you can do it.
Only you can do it, Bill. Come on, quote scripture to me.
Hold on, Jay.
Oh, jeez. People like you make me sick.
Hold on, man.
People like you make me sick. I'm nauseous from your crap.
Jay.
I'm nauseous from your belief in fairy tales.
I understand where you're coming from, man.
I'm nauseous. I'm sick.
I'm sick of your attitude. I know that.
Your condescending attitude.
I worry about them.
What do you worry about them? You worry about their soul?
Of course.
Bill, my God.
Yes,
Bill.
I do.
Oh, God, Bill,
now,
how critical
that
is.
Now you're beginning to understand. I do worry
about
yourself.
You know what? Worry about your own damn soul.
I do worry about,
Your own damn soul. Stop proselytizing. Stop trying to bring people to the word of the Lord and to Jesus.
Jay.
It's disrespectful.
I'm not trying to disrespect you.
You're not only disrespecting me, you're disrespecting everybody else.
No, Jay.
Yes. Yes,
no.
Bill. Yes, Bill. Can't
no,
you see
Jay.
That, Bill?
No,
can't you see it, Bill? Why
no.
can't you see it, Bill? Why can't you see it, Bill?
Because
you're blind, Bill.
Jay, hold on, man.
Because you're blind and you're the problem, not the solution.
No, Jay, that's not correct.
It is correct.
No, it's not.
I do not believe in the Bible, Bill.
I know you don't. I know
there
you don't.
There are millions of other people who do not accept Jesus.
Most people don't, Jay. Most people don't.
Then why
don't.
Would you assume that you would call up here and make these kind of statements and that we would, that I would let it go?
Jay, the conservative people that say that they're great Christians, they have missed the boat also. They're too wrapped up in the things of this world. They are. They have missed it. I'm going to say George Bush, he has missed it. I have told people from the beginning that George Bush is no real Christian.
Oh,
I'm going to say that over here.
Who cares whether he's a real Christian
well,
or not?
I'm saying...
Who cares?
Well, Jay, listen to
me. Let me ask you something. What is more important, your belief in Jesus Christ or your belief in the Constitution?
What's more important?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, fine. Goodbye. Idiot. Joe in Westminster.
Yeah, Jay, you know, I agree with you probably on 90% of political issues, but the way you bullied the last guy...
Oh, too bad. You don't like it? Turn to another radio station.
And if you don't like my talking about Jesus, that's my First Amendment right.
No, you don't have any First Amendment right on the radio. Where do you think you got a First Amendment right on the radio, Joe? You tell me where it says in the law you have a First Amendment right.
Talk about in real life. You told the guy to shut up about Jesus. Well,
because we're on the radio, Joe, and there's a lot of us who don't want to hear your proselytizing and your disrespect towards other people. There are Jews in this country. There are Muslims in this country. There are Buddhists in this country. There are Hindus in this country. There is room for everybody in this country, and you don't have a sole monopoly on what's right and what's wrong, and we're sick and tired of your crap. That's why.
You know what? Just your personal issues, really.
You know what? Get off the phone, you moron, you idiot, you brainstem. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing about it every single day. I'm tired of it. I don't care if I don't get another damn call. It's 8:21, 21 minutes after the hour. Let's play music coming up. You want to do that? Let's play music coming up. Boy, you know, got to call up proselytize. And it's my First Amendment right. It's your First Amendment right to go stand out on Colorado Boulevard and scream about Jesus all you want. It is not your First Amendment right to call AM 760 Progressive Talk and talk about Jesus. It is not your right to come here and proselytize. This is not a place to proselytize. Why can't you get that through your thick skull? And why don't you get this through your thick skull? There are people out there who feel that there's another way to heaven and that your way is not the only way. But you can't entertain that. You can't open your brain for 5 seconds and grant that to anybody. Right? Because only you have the answer. Only you have the answer. Well, I'll tell you something. For somebody who has the answer, and for all of you folks who think you have the answer, okay, you've been running this country for a long, long time.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Currently overcast in 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Free at Office Depot this week, a Sharp scientific calculator. Free after mail-in savings. Limit one per customer. Also, a 12-pack of pencils is just 10 cents. Limit five per customer. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. Quantities limited while supplies last. Offer expires August 11th.
Hi, Mom. Look into my eyes, Jeremy.
Okay.
Your mind is a blank, like in social studies last year.
Are you trying to hypnotize me?
Now repeat. I will be organized for school this year.
Say it with me, Jeremy.
Wouldn't it be easier just to go to Staples? See? It's working.
Go to Staples, where getting totally organized is totally easy. And now a six-pack of Staples One Subject Notebooks is just 54 cents. Staples, that was easy. In-store only, limit 3 packs per customer. Offer ends 8/11/07.
Hey, 23 minutes after 8. Let me tell you something. You know what? You think you're going to go to Beulah Land? Well, you can go to Beulah Land, but you ain't getting there on my dime. You got it? friend we have in Jesus. Go to a religious radio station for that crap. Thank you. Do I have to talk about Purina now? Now that I'm all worked up? God. You know, you're in the minority. See, that's what I'm talking about. There's just no respect. And then when you hand it back to people, then other people call up, oh, I don't like the way you treated him. Well, too bad. Go listen to NPR. All right. Let's talk about something more pleasant. Let's talk about something we can all agree on, and that's our pets. We love our dogs, and I don't know how you can't love your dogs. And here's Mary Beth talking about her dog. She says, it was hard for us to get him outside on his daily walk, so when I heard the Purina One challenge, I said, well, try that. And it seemed to work. I had had him to a vet a few weeks ago, and he said he's doing fine, and his weight seems to be doing good with the Purina One formula. His body weight is almost 25 pounds, and he was like up to 28. We have him on a healthy weight management, and he looks real good, much better. Now, if you haven't seen this kind of progress in your dog, maybe you need to switch to Purina One. And if you haven't made that switch yet, it's real, real easy to do. Real easy to do. All you got to do is get online and go to PurinaOneChallenge.com, or you can do it by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today, and they'll send you a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. That's 1-888-606-BARK or PurinaOneChallenge.com. It's worked for Coco and Jackson, and Mary and I have had Coco and Jackson on it forever, and we always get comments about how healthy they look and how good they look. So you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products, and you can do it. You can get them at your local Safeway.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Senator Obama still going after Hillary Clinton. We'll give you the latest battle between those two heavyweights. And John Edwards is taking after former President Clinton on trade policies like NAFTA. Terry McAuliffe, who chairs the Hillary Clinton campaign, will join us to talk about that. A new report shows that flight delays are the worst level in 13 years. It's not just Northwest. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Tuesday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, you know what? Let me add one last thing here today, 27 minutes after 8. You know what? Here's what I hear. Heaven is a great place. I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to go to Beulah Land. It's a great place, okay? But if it's such a great place, how come nobody wants to go there? All right. What about all of you who believe in heaven and all of you that consider yourselves to be saved again and you want to call AM 760 or any other radio station and proselytize? Why don't you do this? Why don't you drive down I-25 or I-70, okay, without any seatbelts and floor it, okay? And then just let nature take its way, and when you're gone, you'll find out if heaven is great. What about that idea? Because killing yourself is a sin, according to the Bible, so I don't want to advocate that you put a gun to your mouth and pull the trigger. Or just take a few extra chances today, like cross Colorado Boulevard or something, against the light. Right? Because if it's such a great place, how come you don't want to go there? Nobody's ever been able to explain that to me. There will be peace in the valley. Someday. Oh, jeez. And you know what the sad thing about all of this is? People all over the world are killing each other over this stuff. And showing disrespect and persecuting other people over this. Give me a break. Colton in Loveland, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I agree with you, man. I'm mainly, I don't know what I am, conservative liberal. I'm kind of in the middle. I agree with certain points from either party, but I don't disrespect people for it either. But I feel people coming to my door trying to get me to join some religion that they're phony about in the first place. They show up on Sunday and they act like such a good person, and then that's just like me being a hypocrite. I go home drinking beer all week and then go to church on Sunday and say how good I am. So I agree with you 100%, man.
Well, it's always this thing about I'm worried about their soul. You don't worry about your own damn soul.
Yeah, I know it.
Right?
I believe it. I believe, you know, leave me alone. I may believe in some kind of a God. I don't know if it's theirs or what, but it doesn't mean I have to go to church to go to heaven. I don't believe it one bit.
Yep, exactly, man. I'm with you. Colton, thank you, brother.
Yep, see ya.
All right. Yeah, just leave me alone. Just leave us alone. Leave us alone. Stop being ankle biters. Leave us alone. Stop proselytizing and preaching. Jeff in Centennial, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. I have to agree with you 110%. I'm a former Roman Catholic priest from back in New Jersey, and the religious fanatics out here are just overburdensome, and I can understand why you lost your temper. It's just too much.
Why can't they just leave us alone?
Yeah, it's like you said, thousands of people are dying every day or every week, whatever, throughout the world because of religious belief systems and their major to minor wars that are occurring throughout the world, and people are literally losing their lives, and then this guy gets on, he shows you total disrespect and kind of even in a way ridiculing you, and, you know, we don't need that. You know, keep it in your own home like you stated. Keep it to yourself, but don't be an ankle biter.
Now, what is it about it that they always have to push?
I think it's the dogmatic belief system they have, and they think they're going to save everyone's soul. But, you know, that's an individual choice, you know. It's all up to you, and I think they just feel it's their duty, their religious duty, through their dogmatic belief system, that they have to save the world. And this is the way Christians are out here. And then they, like the last caller said, they're hypocrites. They profess to do one thing, and then the next time you see them or the next time, you know, whatever actions don't dictate what they really truly believe in.
They have to believe in free will.
Yes, they would have to believe in free will, but do they practice it in reality?
I don't know. And the thing that's really troubling is that guy must listen. Those two guys must listen enough to know that I'm not Christian, and that there are a lot of folks out there who are not. And being Christian, there's nothing wrong with it. But why do you? Well, if I had two gay guys living down the street from me, and I got to know them, I would be concerned about their soul.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who cares?
How condescending, man.
Yeah, it's none of their business. You know,
or calling me up and starting this with me. And
yeah,
I'll tell those people, listen, you're out there, and you believe like those guys do, and you want to get into it with me? Fine. 303-713-7600. I got a long history of beating up on people who are religious, and believe me, I can whip that out any time and use it.
I heard it. Yeah, I know. They just hit your buttons.
Well, because I'm sick of it, and I want them to know I'm sick of it.
Exactly.
All right, brother.
All right, Jay.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah. You want to fight? I'm the king fighter. Let's fight. I don't fight enough. That's one of the problems. You go back to the old brainstem days? Hey, man, I can go back to them. Let's get it on. All right. It's 8:33. 33 minutes after the hour. We'll continue with your calls here at 303-713-7600. And don't say that I don't have tolerance, because I do. I do. If you're religious, fine. Great. Good. Great. Best thing happening. Good thing. Good thing. But don't stick your thumb in my eye and disrespect me, because I don't want to have to disrespect you. but I can disrespect you because I have a long history of having done that stuff in the past. And I can revert back to that behavior at the drop of a nickel, and so can a lot of other people. Of course, with inflation now, it'd have to be a drop of 25 to 50 cents. What, John, you look like you want to say something. Not at all. John doesn't want to hear this argument.
I'm staying out of this one.
You don't want to hear this.
No, I agree with you, Jay.
You don't want to hear this argument. Okay, here's a little test. If God is real and Jesus is real, prove it by taking me from the planet right now. I'm waiting. I'm still here. Hello? I'm still breathing. Still here. Prove your existence. I'm begging you. I'm asking you to show me a sign. Prove your existence. Take me from the planet. End it all now.
Now, what if a bolt of lightning came crashing through that glass and zapped you, Jay?
Well, I'd be dead, so I wouldn't have to answer for anything I've just said. Besides, according to what I understand, with people like David Vitter and others, that if you do become born again, if you do accept Jesus, then you're washed of your sins. Isn't that true? So I would then accept him, and I'd be washed of my sins, and I'd go to heaven. Never mind all the bad things I've done in the past. That's why you have all these jailhouse and deathbed conversions. Like, you throw somebody in a slammer for 30 years, believe me, they'll find Jesus. Okay, it's 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour. I'm still waiting for Christ to come get me, or God, or anybody. Hello? Strike me dead. Okay, you know what? I'll be charitable. Kill me by 10 o'clock. Take my life by 10 o'clock. Gino, with traffic.
All right, we've got a wreck westbound I-70. It was involving a dump truck and a tow truck. So approaching Sheridan there, you're going to find things pretty well bogged down. Looks like the vehicles are off on the shoulder. Seeing heavier traffic now, westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Again, they're from Sheridan toward Church Ranch. Otherwise, we're starting to see a lot of recovery around the metro. Weather outlook today looks like scattered rain showers throughout the day and into the evening. High of 88. Right now, it's overcast and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss out on your 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Cubs.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP.
Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
All right. Here comes the click. Any time now. Nope, that number keeps going up on the pump. Kind of like gas prices in general. But my paycheck, well, that stays the same. So every month, that extra money has to come from somewhere. That's why we go to Walmart. They have low prices on all kinds of top brands. So even though I can't control what I pay for gas, I can control what I pay for everything else. It's a good thing, huh?
Beat high gas prices. Save on everything else at Walmart.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
8:39, 39 minutes after 8. J. Marvin. Hi today. 89. Chance thunderstorms. I'm just waiting for Jesus to come take me. Prove you're real, Jesus, and take me by 10 o'clock. If you fail to take me by the time Tom Hartman comes on the air, you will have failed the test again. If God is true and God is real, then God will act. Where is God? Take me by 10 o'clock. I want to exit the earth. Heaven's great, but everybody's scared to get there. All right, let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, you are the man. I loved you from the brainstem days 10 or so years ago, and I love you now because you've... You know, you're bright, you're intelligent, you can see both sides, you're patient up to a fault sometimes, but the thing I love about you most is you'll pass whatever's coming your way through all the appropriate filters, your brain and all the rest of it, but you'll also pass it through your heart, and that's why I listen to you, and I will continue to listen to you wherever you go, because you've got the heart.
Well, I'll be broadcasting from heaven after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, especially with the organ music in the background.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, just a quick sidebar before I get into the topic. Tonight, I'm not sure what channel it's on, the AFL-CIO debate with the Democratic candidates.
Oh, it's on MSNBC.
Okay. 15,000 union members in Chicago Stadium. It's hosted by Keith Olbermann. It's going to be real interesting to see if our friendly Democratic candidates do the Mr. Bojangles shuck and jive dance over the topic and don't really answer the questions.
Yeah, it really will be interesting.
Yeah. Now, back to the topic at hand. You know, I'm as serious and I care about this country as much as anybody. I believe we are in the midst of a constitutional crisis, and I care about, I'm going to stop using the word this country. I care about my country. This is my America, and these people in Washington are my employees, and they're not doing the job they're supposed to be doing. So I think it's incumbent upon us to be concerned up to a point. Do your citizen's duty, you know, call and write, talk to other people, be informed, listen to this radio show, other radio shows, whatever. But know this, the pendulum will return. I think it's important, you know, when you pay attention to all this stuff, to keep some sense of proportion. Go about your life. You know, I was so ticked over the weekend with the midnight run on the wiretap bill, and I got to thinking about it. You know, what's the likelihood of me being wiretapped? It's the same likelihood as me being hit by a meteor. So I think there's a sense of proportion. Be concerned within your sphere of influence, your friends, family, you know, whatever, but then move on with your life. And here's the key point about your topic. And then try to extricate yourself from these false, judgment-laden media polarities and stereotypes, because that's exactly what they are. You know, if you believe in liberalism, and I believe in conservatism, which I don't, it's just a difference. And our challenge is to eliminate the judgment piece of it. Because guess what? If you win the argument and we all become conservatives, or I win the argument and we all become liberals, how would you know the difference? It's like,
well, I don't want the political landscape to be dominated by one.
Right.
One or the other. What I want is I want checks and balances.
Exactly.
That's what I'm interested in. I don't see where that's such an impossible thing.
No, it isn't. But we have to be willing, we have to be mature enough and know ourselves well enough and be secure enough to rest in our position and know, okay, Jay's different from me. That's okay. That doesn't make him bad. That does. I don't need to demonize him to build up my, you know, my own insecurities. It's just a difference. And you know what? Maybe if I listen to him long enough, I might learn something. But that takes maturity. It takes self-confidence. And you got to be okay with that kind of a scenario. And a lot of people, you know, they're very insecure inside. They view the world, you know, as a glass that's half empty. They view people as flawed, born in sin and damned to perdition, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And they don't see people as this, and the role of government. The role of government is to empower people and to help them flower and prosper and reach their highest good. That's the role of government. And these people who see the world as the glass is half empty, and everything through negative lenses, they see people as deeply flawed, born in sin, and if you don't control them and use punitive force or whatever, or wiretap the hell out of them, they're going to do bad things, because that's their nature. And I just don't see the world that way.
Well, I know there are bad people out there to do bad things, and we should deal with them, but
yeah.
We should not. But you can't violate the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution in the process of doing it. And about this whole thing about sin... What a phony argument that is about, well, I love the sinner, I hate the sin.
That's just sophistry.
You know what? That's crap.
Yeah, that's just BS so that person can get their opinion, their judgment, because they're judging. And, you know, these are the same people in their same holy book, the Bible, where it says, judge not that you be not judged yourself.
You know what they want to do? What they want to do is they want to push the rest of us around.
Yeah, because they're so freaking insecure. Excuse my French. But I mean, you know.
I don't know. Do you think that's what it is? Do you think the fact is that they're insecure? Do you think that's what's driving it?
Jay, just think for a minute. The people you know, and you know a lot of people, okay? Think of the people you know and respect that don't demonize, that don't stereotype, that are pretty balanced and pretty level-headed. That's not to say they don't get passionate, but they're pretty balanced and pretty level-headed. I'll bet you if you had a more in-depth conversation with them, you'd find out that they're pretty secure about their life, how they go about their life, their family, and the rest of it. I really think that's a major component.
All right, man. Thanks, David. Okay. I appreciate it.
You take care, bro.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. Think that's what drives that insecurity? Here's Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have been the target of this stuff for over 60 years now. I was 8 years old and walking to school with some classmates when one of them turned to me out of the blue and said, "The Jews killed Christ, but I like you anyway."
Yeah, I used to get that as a kid, too.
I was in my young 20s and working when a coworker turned to me one day and said, "Oh, I just love the Jews because we're supposed to convert them." I get this all the time. It makes me terribly uncomfortable. I've had a couple of friends who think it's their duty to forward all these emails about Christ loving me and all of that. I just want everybody to leave me alone. I don't mess with them. I don't want them to mess with me.
Now, why is that so hard for folks who are like this? Why is it so hard for them to understand that point?
I don't know, but Jay, I've noticed there's a smugness about them. And they think they're doing right. They think they're better than other people in their goodness. So you're not going to stop them. They're going to keep doing it because, you know, it's good. Which doesn't make sense to me. I don't mess with them. I don't want them to mess with me. And, I mean, you know, it starts when you're so young, and, of course, they're just repeating what they hear at home. I mean, no 8-year-old child's going to end up, well, what they hear at home or in Sunday school.
They never stop. They never stop. They never let up, and they say insulting things and don't even realize that they're being insulting. And all of those things that you're talking about, I heard as a kid, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and it has a cumulative effect.
Yeah, it really does. Well, you develop an open wound towards it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody sticking their thumb on a burn.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the friends I have had in the last few years who do that have absolutely no idea why this makes me uncomfortable or why I don't want to hear it.
See, I want them to practice religion, and I want them to have beliefs, and I want them to be comfortable, and I want them to avail themselves of all of the fruits of freedom. I want them to have all of that. But I also want them to have some respect for people like yourself and myself and others who don't want to get this all the time. And I don't understand why it is they just can't respect us. Why is it that it kills them to respect us?
I don't know. And you know what? I don't even want the respect. I just want to be left alone. I don't want to be put on the hot spot. I don't want people knocking on my door. I don't want people telling me they're going to save me or, you know. And besides which, I haven't seen any results, truly, of being saved, except that some people make money by writing books about it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, listen, I'm waiting until 10 o'clock. Jesus has until 10 o'clock to prove himself.
Okay. Well, okay. You can't leave us.
Oh, by the way, I just got an instant message from Jesus at am760.net.
Uh-huh.
Dear Mr. Marvin, my schedule's pretty tight today. Thousands to kill with the weather. Some bombs in the Middle East. I'll try to fit you in before 10. Your friend for about another hour, Jesus.
Oh, what about infrastructure? Did he mention he's got anything to do with some American infrastructure?
No, he didn't mention that.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe we're safe for another day.
Well, there must have been a lot of sinners in those automobiles.
Right.
All right, Elaine. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Jay.
See you later. Oh, here's one other one from Joe. Just keep broadcasting, Jay. You'll keep the Republicans in power for another 8 years. There are plenty of Christians who could be part of the progressive movement, but asses like you will always alienate them. Go drive off a cliff, Joe. Oh, Joe must be religious. Go drive off a cliff. No, no, Joe, you first, because you believe in Jesus, and therefore you shouldn't be scared to die. So you drive off a cliff first, Joe, okay? Bye. And you know what? People who are religious, people who believe in Jesus, people who are Christians, there are people out there who are religious, and they get it. They don't want me telling them what to do and denying them their right to worship their Lord. And they don't want me to insult them, just like I don't want them to insult me, Joe. So you just don't get that, do you, Joe? Go drive off a cliff. But I used to talk like that when I was like 13. Let me say a prayer for Joe. Dear God in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ, please give Joe creativity and intelligence to stop talking like a 13-year-old and start talking like an adult. Amen. 8:51, traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, southbound 225, a little sluggish now just after Yosemite down to I-25. No surprises there. Usually a slow pocket for this time of the morning. Still dealing with crash activity westbound I-70 that has traffic bogged down from Sheridan to Federal. And we have a lot of traffic still trying to get into downtown. Southbound I-25, I-70 to Spear. Weather outlook today. You can expect partly sunny skies, but we'll get scattered rain showers throughout the day and into the evening. High of 88. Right now, overcast 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens. Go for a soaking ride on the all-new Rip Curl. Hang out in Hooks.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-7227, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-7227, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Lifelong friends. And I'm proud to be able to get in public and talk about people who I really love, care for, and are good friends. Like Tom and Marvell Shear.
the Al Shear brothers, and Colby Harris, and so many other people working out there, like Spanky Herrera, and Freddie Labrato, and Juan, and Adolf, and Johnny Mays, and Gerard Menard, and Freddie Labrato. The list just goes on and on of really, really great folks. They have the matching down incentive out there going on, which helps you out buck-wise, and the selection is just huge. Anything you can think of, they've got it, and that's one of the reasons why people keep coming back and time again. You got to get a golf cart, actually, to get around everything that's out there. And I've never had one person ever who's ever complained to me about going out there. Mary and I go there. We send our friends and family out there. They are the folks to deal with. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Just can't say enough about them. Check out their inventory on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get on out there and see for yourself. Need that second vehicle? Need a new vehicle? Need a car? Well, truck, SUV? You need it, they got it. Go see my friends at Rockies, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Try it before you buy it. We know when you try it, you'll buy it because it works. What is it? It's Lovido. L-O-V-I-D-O. Energizing and invigorating hundreds and thousands of satisfied customers in Europe. Now available in the U.S. for the first time with this exclusive free offer. Improve the quality of your life, elevate your energy level, increase your stamina, and most importantly, boost your sex life. We'll give you a number to call to receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. Lovido is an all-natural supplement containing our patented blend of synergistic ingredients, clinically proven to boost physical, mental, and sexual energy. Don't let age stop you from living life to the fullest. Call now and feel the power of Lovido. You will not be disappointed. Call 1-866-4-LIBIDO now and receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. That's 1-866-4-LIBIDO. Just take care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-LIBIDO.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
I was driving home.
Yeah.
Early Sunday morning.
Amen.
Through Bakersfield.
Hallelujah.
Listening to gospel music on the college radio station. And the preacher said, you know, you always have the Lord. But I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I had an arrangement to meet a girl, and I was kind of late. And I thought, by the time I got there, she'd be off with the nearest truck driver.
Of the hour is brought to you by Bowers Funeral Home. Right? I remember we used to have to do that in country radio. You had to play like a gospel hit every hour. And it's brought to you by a funeral home. All right. Coming up next hour, we'll be selling vials of sand from the Holy Land, prayer cloths, and I'll be healing you here on the radio. So if you've got an affliction, you've got a problem, anything from leprosy to racism, I'll draw it out to you. I'll draw it out of your body. I'll purify, electrify, and save you. The J. Marvin Gospel Hour coming up next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, the preacher came right on
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Hartman look like? What's on the Jay replay today? The answer is at your fingertips.
Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's video of the week.
And listen to live streaming.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
On AM760.net.
We make cars and trucks. We've been doing it for 81 years.
We don't dabble in lawnmowers, generators, or motorcycles.
We just make cars and trucks.
We were the first to introduce power brakes
back in 1932.
Then we pioneered the first wind tunnel development in 34.
It helped us make our cars aerodynamic.
So aerodynamic, NASCAR changed their rules because of our advantage.
We were the first to put a modern radio in a car.
Offer power windows.
And by the way, we also invented the muscle car.
Minivan.
And SUV.
But the only thing more impressive than our past is our future.
We have 20 new Chrysler,
Jeep, and Dodge vehicles on the horizon.
And now we're offering another industry first.
A lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
We're the new Chrysler.
Get ready for the next 100 years.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram chassis cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 7/26/07. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Rescuers and residents alike are keeping up their hopes of finding six men alive a day after a coal mine collapse in central Utah.
I just hope and pray that they're okay and they can get them out.
It's believed the miners are trapped about 1,500 feet down, more than 3 miles inside the Crandall Canyon mine. The first attempt to reach the men failed. There has been no contact with the miners since the cave-in more than 24 hours ago. CBS News correspondent John Blackstone is in Huntington, Utah.
Federal officials say this mine has been sighted some 300 times for safety violations in the past 3 years. At the same time, they say that's not an unusually high number of safety violations compared to other mines.
City officials are asking Minneapolis residents to observe a moment of silence tonight. At the time that a bridge collapsed last week, bells at churches and City Hall are going to toll immediately afterward. It's a marketing promotion that's being hailed by Florida officials. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter King in Orlando.
Public Supermarket says it's giving away generic versions of its most commonly filled antibiotics. All you need is a prescription. The timing is great for customers like Victoria Warren.
My 3-year-old's going to start school soon, and you know what they bring home from daycare and school and everything else is constant sickness.
Public says the free antibiotics will be available in nearly 700 stores in 5 southern states. The company says it's a good way to serve the public and build up its pharmacy business. Florida's health secretary says it's a great service for the state's more than 3.5 million uninsured. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Coalition officials in Afghanistan say more than 20 Taliban fighters have been killed in the southern part of the country when they tried to overrun a coalition base today. Hip-hop is in the crosshairs. Say they won't brawl, you would think in big cities around the country, this is a day of outrage to protest what organizers say is the derogatory and denigrating lyrics in some of today's hits. It is a step, but a small one, says this Houston minister.
The day of outrage is good, but a day is not sufficient. We need a whole year.
It was a frightening moment at the Michigan International Speedway on Sunday when IndyCar winner Dario Franchitti's car was involved in a wild multi-car crash at 200 miles an hour, going airborne and then barrel rolling down the track.
The day of outrage.
I'm under no illusions there. I'm thinking I'm pretty lucky right now.
He tells CBS News that he had never gone flying before at a racetrack.
That's the first time in 24 years of racing I've become airborne, and it's not a nice feeling.
Franchitti was not hurt. He says the crash looked a lot worse than it actually was. The Labor Department reports that the productivity of American workers rebounded to a 1.8% annual rate in the spring while wage pressures eased. In a little more than 3 hours, Fed policymakers will announce the outcome of their latest meeting. They're not expected to lower interest rates. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 59 points, the NASDAQ off 8. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm a craving. You're familiar with my work. Everything's hunky-dory, and wham, you got a craving only a Subway sandwich can satisfy. Like wham, a Subway melt loaded with melty cheese, bacon, ham, and turkey. And there's wham, the meat-nificent chicken and bacon ranch, and the tasty tuna sub. And all I can say is you can run, but you cannot hide.
When a craving hits, only a mouth-watering Subway sub will do.
Wham, gotcha.
Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
Put one day behind you.
Tuesday's done, oh no worries. Wednesday's perfect to unwind. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go this summer with two new No Worries Wednesday mixed grills. Our classic grilled seafood and steak or our bold barbecue mixed grill. Enjoy two new mixed grills.
Let's go out back tonight.
Now you can order curbside takeaway online at outback.com. Just click and pick up.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The defense could start presenting its case today in the trial of that former University of Northern Colorado punter Mitch Cozad, charged with attempted murder one for allegedly stabbing teammate Rafael Mendoza in an attempt to get Mendoza's starter job. Seven so-called problem bears have been killed during the past 9 days in western Colorado. Division of Wildlife officials say the bears are facing a diminishing supply of natural food, and a lot have learned to associate human habitation with goodies, breaking into homes and campsites and digging through garbage. And the 3-million-year-old skeleton known as Lucy is heading to the United States for a 6-year tour that could include a possible stop in Denver. Officials at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science are still considering the logistics of hosting that exhibit, as well as ethical considerations about whether the fragile remains should be on public display. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're getting back to normal very nicely around the metro area. Usual slow pockets southbound I-25 as you're headed through Thornton and North Glen there from Thornton Parkway down to 84th. Southbound 225 just after Yosemite and the DTC. And you'll want to watch out for some substance that's been spilled in the left lane southbound I-25 just after I-70. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
See you, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 89. Time is ticking down. I have approximately, how many minutes here, John? 53 minutes to live before Jesus proves he's real and takes me from the planet. While we wait for that to happen, it's our weekly media misinformation report with a senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. He's the author of many books, including his latest, Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. He's also now writing a weekly online column for the American Prospect. Check him out at MediaMatters.org, great organization, and Prospect.org. Paul, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good. All right, we got plenty to start on here, so let's get going. Once again, Howard Fineman looks at Republican failures and sees problems for Democrats. And he does this on Chris Matthews' show. He does it a lot.
Absolutely. You know, people may know Howard Fineman. He is a writer for Newsweek, a constant guest on shows like Hardball and the Chris Matthews Show, which is a Sunday show. And you know, there are a few bigger fans of George W. Bush in the mainstream media than Howard Fineman, but one of the funny little quirks he has is something that he shares with a lot of people in the media, which is that when things go really bad for Republicans and really well for Democrats, he always seems to find the cloud in the silver lining for the Democrats. It's really remarkable. And so now here he is saying the other day on the Chris Matthews Show that if the Democrats don't come up with a new plan for fighting terrorism, that they might just go the way of the Whig Party. And it's kind of remarkable when you realize and look at the facts that, in fact, right now the public rates the Democrats equal to or higher than the Republicans on terrorism. And what we did was we went back and looked at what he was saying, what Howard Feinman was saying before the 2006 election, the congressional election, and there he said that if the Democrats didn't come up with some new arguments to make, then they were going to go the way of the Whig Party, the same argument he made just the other day. Of course, they won that election. But, you know, he's been a huge fan of President Bush for his entire time in office, and it's just one more example of those people who we associate with this kind of allegedly liberal media that actually are always predicting electoral disaster around the corner for Democrats, no matter what happens.
Well, he's a Washington insider, in the worst sense.
No, there's no question about that.
And, you know, those are the circles that he travels in that echo all of that stuff. And then he's put on and he's paraded around, particularly by Matthews, and there's nobody worse, as some kind of credible independent observer when he's rubbing elbows with these folks all the time.
Yeah, and, you know, one other interesting little footnote to this, there's a blogger named Atrios who is a fellow associated with Media Matters, and he looked back and uncovered a piece we did a while back about Feinman, where he was appearing on the Rush Limbaugh show in 1998, and he thanked Limbaugh for all the work Limbaugh had done over the previous 5 years, keeping public indignation against Bill Clinton up. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of where he's coming from.
Yeah, he's also, you know, along with that, he was also one of these guys that showed up on Imus's show all the time, too.
Sure, and you know you're exactly right. He's one of the many Washington insiders who loved going on Imus, so they could, you know, shoot the breeze with him and feel like they were something. You know, they were part of his comedy and loose and being cool. And it was people like Howard Feinman that gave Imus his Washington insider legitimacy.
Yep, that's exactly right. And then of course, I think anybody who listens to the show on a regular basis knows how we feel about the Chris Matthews comedy hour, and he was at it again last night, where he had on Tony Blankley and some guy from the firefighters union or something, and they were talking about Giuliani and his past marriages and other Republicans' past marriages, and both of them were trying to minimize the idea that these guys had been married in the past and that it was no big deal and blah, 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 blah. But the point that none of them ever got to was the reason it does become a big deal is because they're a member of a political party that spends an awful lot of time preaching about morals and about moral values and about family values and about how the rest of us should live our lives when they themselves are guilty of exactly what they're pointing a finger at.
You're exactly right, and I think we do have to be careful when we're talking about people's families. You know, like there was a story that came out yesterday, I believe, saying that Rudy Giuliani's daughter had on her Facebook profile that she was supporting Obama, and a lot of people are sort of chuckling about that, and that doesn't really matter all that much. There are, however, some of those kinds of personal things that do really give an insight into what kind of a person you are and how that might affect what you would do in office. You know, the Giuliani example is a good case. For me, and I think for a lot of people, you know, I don't care that he's had three marriages. You know, marriages sometimes end, and we've come to a point in our society where we accept that people can get divorced, and that's sometimes the best thing for them. So that's not what's revealing and potentially problematic about Rudy Giuliani, that he's had three marriages. What is potentially problematic and revealing about him, for instance, is the way that he ended his second marriage when he was parading his mistress, now his wife, around New York in front of reporters and told his second wife, Donna Hanover, informed her that he was divorcing her by means of a press conference. And I mean, and his kids were something like 10 and 12 at that time. Can you imagine? It's absolutely sadistic to treat your wife that way and your family that way. To me, that is something that's really indicative of his character. The fact that he's had three marriages is totally irrelevant. And the fact that his daughter may not vote for him is not really relevant either. But I think that the way that marriage ended and how he played it out in public really does reveal something important about his character. And, you know, similarly with the With the David Vitter case, the Republican congressman who was this big, you know, family values person who tried all of his kids out in his campaign ads, and then it was revealed was going to a prostitute, and perhaps more than one. There were other prostitutes in, down in Louisiana who said that they were involved with him. It's not just the fact that he's had some family problems. That isn't really relevant to anybody, to any voters. It's when we see somebody who's lying and who's hypocritical and is forcing standards on other people that he's not living up to. That's when we as voters can say, you know, yes, this does matter to me in how I'm evaluating this person.
Yeah, I agree. Well, the moral drumbeaters, too, are quiet about Vitter. I found that to be real interesting.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of the family values crowd denouncing him. And frankly, if it was a Democrat, you know they would be.
Yeah, they'd be right there doing it. 9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman with us from Media Matters. Go to MediaMatters.org. He also writes for the American Prospect, Prospect.org. Okay, let's get to this next one. Paul Krugman had an excellent article yesterday, an excellent column yesterday in the New York Times about this very subject. That why is it when it's Democrats that Democrats always have to constantly explain how they're going to pay for everything, but when it comes to Republicans, nobody asks, oh, really? How are you going to pay for this? And the Washington Post reported on Giuliani's health plan, but never said how he would pay for it, and I don't think that Giuliani has ever said how he would pay for it.
No, he hasn't. Giuliani's been pretty vague, and frankly, all of the Republicans have been pretty vague about what they want to do on almost any subject. It's really hard to find any kind of plans that they put out. Now, you can argue that that may be a good strategy, but it's certainly true that Democrats have been a lot more substantive when it comes to laying out these plans. But we see that over and over with the press. When the Democrats says, okay, well, I want to insure everyone, or whatever it is, or I want to do some, you know, expand military spending, I want to say, rebuild our infrastructure. The next question out of the reporter's mouth is always, okay, how are you going to pay for it? Are you going to raise taxes? But when Republicans say they want to do these things, no one asks that question. Giuliani has some health plan where he wants to give people tax credits to buy health savings accounts and get health insurance. Okay, how is he planning to pay for it? Is he planning to raise taxes? Mitt Romney says he wants to expand the size of the military. No one has asked him where he's going to get the money. And when they talk about tax cuts, as they always do, you never hear reporters say, okay, which programs are you going to cut in order to pay for those tax cuts? It seems as though they consider that Democrats have a responsibility to say how they're going to pay for things, but Republicans don't seem to have that responsibility as far as the press is concerned.
No, well, that's very, very true. And if you really look at it, the only two candidates who have really laid out substantial plans on how to pay for any of this have been Edwards and Obama. Even Hillary has not. And Giuliani certainly is not. But I maintain that Giuliani is an empty suit. And what I maintain by that is I maintain that his whole entire persona and life is wrapped up in his 9/11 myth and has, you know, that he has nothing else to offer. I mean, there's nothing else really out there. And what he really wants to do, and what they all want to really do, is stand up there and talk about how they're just like Ronald Reagan, but they really don't want to answer any hard, serious questions. That's one of the reasons why they don't want to do this YouTube debate.
Absolutely. I think that really is what the YouTube debate issue is about, that they're very, very nervous about the idea of actually facing those kinds of tough questions from citizens. Because, you know, the fact is that the questions that came up in the Democrats' YouTube debate were much more substantive than the questions they usually get from reporters. You can always count on in a debate, reporters asking kind of strategic questions. You know, they'll ask the person who's lower down in the polls, why isn't your message connecting? How are you going to fight against this person? What's the political impact of this going to be? You get all those kinds of process questions and politics questions. When you give ordinary people the opportunity to ask questions to the candidates, they don't ask that. They ask about issues. They want to know, what are you going to do to get out of Iraq? What are you going to do to improve the economy? What are you going to do to get people health insurance? Those are the kind of questions that people ask. And so the Republican candidates were not too high on the idea of going in front of actual American citizens and having them answer the questions. Because one of the other things that happens is, you know, if you're getting asked a question by Brian Williams or George Stephanopoulos and you evade their question, that doesn't look too bad. But if a regular person asks a candidate a question and you're evasive about it, then that looks really bad. It looks like you're being disrespectful to that citizen. And so that may also have been something that they wanted to avoid.
Yeah, that's very, very true. That's very true. They just don't want to get into it. And I find it really, I find it kind of bizarre that people can make up their minds about candidates and these candidates don't answer any questions. I mean, I don't have any idea where half of them, and I'm talking about both parties, where half of them stand on any of this stuff, and the press doesn't push. And I think you're right. I mean, they're scared of everyday people because everyday people are going to ask them questions that are going to make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, and those questions are going to be substantive and insightful, and they know what kinds of questions that the reporters are going to ask. They're going to ask questions about the polls. They're going to ask questions about how much you spend for a haircut. They're going to try to drum up kind of phony conflicts between one candidate and another candidate, and that's stuff that candidates have no problem dealing with. But it's ordinary people who can get them into trouble by asking really difficult questions.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So one of the networks ought to start a brand new thing where they have the debate questions asked by a panel of everyday citizens, and as opposed to having journalists do it. In an interview, this is another example of extremism. In an interview about Daily Kos, Bill O'Reilly called Dodd, Christopher Dodd, a propagandist, and declared, "I don't have any respect for you." And O'Reilly was going on and on about Daily Kos, about them being Nazis and all of this. What is the problem with people getting together and expressing their opinions freely, whether you agree with them or not? That doesn't make them Nazis and moral criminals.
Yeah, as far as Bill O'Reilly is concerned, that's the problem. And Chris Dodd went on and actually really shot Bill O'Reilly down. It was something to see. But O'Reilly has just been on a tear for the last couple of weeks about Daily Kos. For people who don't know, it's the biggest liberal blog out there. It gets about 500,000 visitors a day. And they just had a convention that grew out of it called Yearly Kos in Chicago where a lot of bloggers and people who read blogs got together to talk about issues. And most of the Democratic candidates came and spoke. And it was a very interesting convention. I was there. I spoke on a panel, and there was all kinds of interesting substantive talk. But O'Reilly has been talking about how people who are on the Daily Kos are just nothing but Nazis and the KKK. Those are the two comparisons he makes. And he says, calls it a hate site. What he does is he has his staff troll through the comments to see if they can find something hateful that somebody said. Now, anybody can put up a comment on the Daily Kos. It's a completely open system. And there are literally millions and millions of comments that have been posted there. And, yeah, some of them are mean. And so he has them pick out a couple of these and says, aha, look at this. It's all, they're just like the Nazis and the KKK. Now, of course, you can comment on Bill O'Reilly's site. And there is stuff up there that is just as hateful, people making threats against Hillary Clinton. But when somebody brings that up, you know, he dismisses it and says, no, it's not the same thing. And, of course, the other difference is that Bill O'Reilly is himself a purveyor of hate and brings on people like Ann Coulter onto his show who will say things that are far, far worse than something that some random person puts up on Daily Kos or on any other website. But he has been just almost going insane over this. Night after night after night, bringing on people to say that Daily Kos is just crazy and it's full of hateful stuff, and everyone who goes on there ought to apologize, and no candidate should ever be seen with anyone who reads this website, and they shouldn't have gone to this convention. But, you know, I think we see that a lot of times from people like Bill O'Reilly, that when their side does it, it's okay. When their side engages in hateful rhetoric, well, there's nothing wrong with that. When people on a website get together to talk about issues, and every once in a while some random person puts up a comment that's impolite, well, that means they're like the Nazis and the KKK.
Yeah. I agree. I absolutely, 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 definitely agree. And, you know, even if you attempt to be forceful, you'll also get it from people on this side, too. So, yeah, those guys are operating in a very special zone in which they're able to pull this stuff off, and nobody really calls them on it except you guys. I got one more for you. This one I marveled at. NBC's Andrea Mitchell uncritically aired Romney's Dr. Strangelove attack on Obama. This is something out of an opium smoking incident. Talk about this.
Yeah, the people, I don't know how many people saw the last Republican debate, but most of the candidates went after Barack Obama for a speech that he made where he talked about how if we have actionable intelligence that tells us where Osama bin Laden is in Pakistan, we'll go after him whether or not the Pakistani government cooperates with us. Mitt Romney took the opportunity to make a joke about this and said, he went from going from saying he was going to sit down to tea with our enemies to saying he's going to bomb our allies. He's gone from Jane Fonda to Dr. Strangelove in 1 week. Well, the interesting thing, the revealing thing about this, I think, is that, it's not all that funny a joke, but Romney knew that all he had to do was make a little joke like this, and it would get repeated over and over and over and over by reporters who say, ooh, he made a joke, let's just keep running that clip over and over. They don't talk about the fact that Romney's position is basically the same as Obama's position.
Right.
That he'd be willing to go after bin Laden even if the Pakistani government wasn't willing to cooperate. So, it's hard to see what Romney is criticizing Obama for, the fact that, they seem to have the same position on this. But we've seen that quote get repeated over and over and over again on television and newspapers without any kind of questioning attached to it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And most of the Republican, most of the folks that are vying for the Republican nomination, their position is essentially the same as Barack Obama's, and yet everybody laughed at that comment. I don't understand why.
Yeah, almost in the same breath, they criticize Obama for saying that, and then they say, "Well, we obviously retain the option to do whatever we want to, but we just shouldn't say it out loud." Well, you just did. That's what happened
at
the debate,
exactly.
Romney included. He said that America maintains its options to do whatever we think is in the best interest of America, but we just can't say it. So, I don't know what he thinks is different about the position that he's taken than the position that Obama took.
Yeah, there is no difference. I mean, the thing is, I think most everybody, I can't say this with certainty because I don't have any poll numbers. I don't have any research, anything to back this up. But I would say that most people would like to get Osama bin Laden and would like to do something about him. And pretty much everybody's on the same page. I think everybody really believes that we should go get him. But they seem to constantly, make these jokes about it as if they're the only ones. They're the only ones who can handle it. They're the only ones who are prepared to handle it, and that we're going to be in deep trouble. The country is if a Democrat gets into office. Yet everybody's on the same page.
They are, absolutely, and obviously in a presidential campaign, they're going to try to make it seem like their positions are reasonable and their opponent's positions are insane. But you have to be tethered to some kind of logic, and it seems that what was going on in that Republican debate was not so tethered.
No. It certainly wasn't. Paul, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on the show as always, and I urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org and check it out, and also read your column for American Prospect on Prospect.org. And thanks for being on, Paul. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Jay.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, there's Paul Waldman. It's 9:27, 27 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's go to open phones at 303-713-7860.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. Convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
It's for me. And everything will be 30% off for the first 50 customers. 30% off everything in the store. This year, Mapsco has gone all out. Over 5,200 updates, revisions, and additions. Hundreds of miles of new streets. 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. And you know, sometimes you may learn the hard way that those online maps are just not as accurate as Mapco's street atlas, even those satellite navigation systems. It's a fact. Online maps might get you close, but Mapsco will get you there. Mapsco also has the most complete selection of maps for recreation and all of your favorite outdoor Colorado activities. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco's maps are most accurate, most current, and most trusted. Check out Mapsco at 8th and Lincoln, at fine retailers throughout Denver, or you can do it online at mapsco.com.
I'm here with John Medved for the E85 ethanol fuels. And remember, with Medved, you can purchase these vehicles. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, the Dodge Caravan, the Chrysler Sebring, the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Avalanche, and, of course, the Tahoe, the Sierra Silverado pickup trucks, Chevy Impalas. The other part of this I read, John, is that the E85 fuels is created here by Colorado farmers.
There's 4 ethanol plants right now in Colorado with 5 more coming online. That money stays here. I think everybody remembers the old quote that dollar spends 7 times. Well, I can tell you right now that the corn farmer, he's going in and selling to these ethanol plants. The ethanol plants have workers and they're producing it. The money's being spent locally. It's not going to the East Coast or to the Middle East or to some oil company out of Louisiana. It's staying here and it's bolstering our economy.
So we got Medved as your flex fuel vehicle headquarters. For more information, go to Medved.com or stop by Medved on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp in Castle Rock, or I-70 Wheat Ridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, but always exit the giant Medved Autoplex.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm getting a lot of adverse reaction to my outburst about... Here's one. Here's one from a guy who has an email address, which you know has got to be phony. Tell the truth anyway at AOL.com. And this is typical of what you get caught in, where they try to selectively play this straw man type argument with you. Are you kidding? Question mark. The guy puts his name as just simply K and nothing else. As firm as you and as unashamed when being confronted by Islamic religious radicals, or are you too afraid to acknowledge that they are infinitely more egregious than any modern Christian? They murder and commit suicide in the name of Allah. Or are you afraid to be Islamophobic? What hypocrisy. And you know what? You phony. You dumbass. I'm talking about people. When I'm talking about religious proselytizing, I'm talking about people inside the country here in the United States, United States citizens that seek to make this into a theocracy, that don't respect other people's viewpoints and get condescending with them and even smug about it. And I'm tired of being proselytized to all the time. That's what I'm talking about. I do not in any way, shape, or form like or endorse Islamic radicals. I've had enough of them. And always have. And as far as I'm concerned, we should kill them. But, you see, that always forces you into this whole position of explaining what you think about that, the same way that they used to do that in the 50s about, well, are you a communist? And if you're not a communist, prove it to me. You know, what a stupid argument.
I don't have anything against religion at all. I think everybody should practice it. I think everybody should believe it. I think that religion is great. But when you reach out and you seek to push other people around and you seek to get into this whole condescending mode about, oh, I'm concerned about your soul and I love the sinner, but I hate the sin and all of this kind of stuff, and you proselytize, then we get into a whole different area. Then I draw the line. I don't like it. I won't take it. And one guy called up Joe, who was a complete and total utter moron and brainstem, called up here and, there's a First Amendment right to speak about Jesus, and we're not going to. You're right. Go out on Colorado Boulevard. Go out on Pearl Street. Go out on Garden of the Gods, wherever it is you want to go. Go out there and yell your head off about the Lord. But don't do it on taxpayer-supported property and institutions, and there are no First Amendment rights on the radio. So don't waste my time and your time. You want respect from other people, you have to earn it. 934, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far, traffic looks great. We just have that usual slow pocket southbound I-25 right through your downtown drive, 38 to Spears, where we're still getting some of that congestion. Otherwise, it's a good ride around the metro area. Just keep in mind that Aurora schools are back in session today, so you want to be sure to watch your speeds through those school zones. Weather outlook today, look for partly sunny skies. We'll get some scattered rain showers throughout the day and into the evening. High of 88 today, low of 61 tonight, and currently it's overcast and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Where is that sale on widgets?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
Release your inner pirate with hourly treasure hunt cash drawings every day at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? Man, I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance, I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.T. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.T. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.T. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
I've heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Please do apply.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
TV Guy calls Damages summer's hottest new show.
Taking power away from a man is a dangerous thing.
Glenn Close stars in the FX original series Damages. An all-new episode tonight at 11. Only on FX.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
938.
Hey, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 89. One of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters has died. Lee Hazelwood, who produced and put together these Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra, Summer Wine with himself and Nancy Sinatra, and also Something Stupid with Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra. And he's died of cancer at the age of 78. And what a great songwriter and what a great record guy he was. And he was involved, by the way, with one of my all-time favorite folks, Graham Parsons. He was also involved with him. So, sorry to see Lee Hazelwood die, but he's been sick for quite a while. 303-713-7600, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Let's go to Rick in Boulder. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. On the other end of the spectrum, I didn't even realize they were having Republican debates on Sunday. I caught just the very end of it, and they acted like Ron Paul wasn't even there. And they had graphics on every other candidate, and they went into the Democratic candidates. And I went online and checked, and on their online voting or their call-in poll, he almost got 50% of the votes, if I read it correctly. But they just won't cover it. I'm thinking they must be. I'm wondering if they're doing that with the Democratic candidates also.
Yeah, there are people who are backing some of the second and third tier candidates on the Democratic side who would make the same charges that they're not getting the adequate coverage. And Ron Paul certainly is a thorn in the GOP side, so he's probably not getting the attention that he deserves. And I think they all the candidates ought to get proper attention, and people ought to be able to find out about them and be able to make their choice. I don't think you should, you should limit that.
And my point is, if you get nearly 50% of an online polling, shouldn't you at least mention them a couple of times? I mean, seriously.
I think whether you get 50% or you don't get 50%, I think they ought to be mentioned. If you're running, you ought to be mentioned. If you're running, you ought to be, that even includes Tom Tancredo, who I think is a nut job and a racist. But listen, he ought to get as much equal mention and as much equal play as anybody else ought to. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think the more exposure and the more people find out about stuff, the better off they are.
And personally, I'm wondering if, the deal with Hillary, they cover her a lot more often than they do anybody else. And I'm just wondering if it was an equal playing field, whether Obama would be tied with her, be ahead of her, whether it be another candidate that would come along that would, at least rival what she's doing, and I just don't like being controlled.
Well, she is where she is because of her name recognition, because she has a lot of contacts inside the Democratic Party machinery, and she's been pushing this whole deal about inevitability, and I guess people are buying it. I don't buy it. I don't support her, and I don't like her. I mean, I don't dislike her because I don't know her, but she's not my choice. I'll get these emails from people who will say, well, what do you have against her? Blah blah blah. I guess if she gets the nomination, I would have to vote for her, but it'll be very very hard to do so. But then again, I look at what the alternative is, and from what I see over there on the other side. And the people that are running over there, there's nobody over there to vote for, that's for sure.
Well, in my opinion, and I've heard you say in the past, I think that voting for another party is a waste of time. I just couldn't vote for her, and I definitely, most of the rest of the candidates on the Republican side, I couldn't vote for. I definitely would vote third party. And
well, what third party is there, though, that has a chance of winning? And then if you do vote that, what good does that do? It doesn't do any good. I mean, it's like you might as well just not vote because it doesn't do any good. And all it really does is it just empowers those folks who you really don't want to see get into office, which is the Republicans, because you don't agree with them. So, is it better to get a Hillary Clinton, or is it or would it be better to end up with, say, a Rudy Giuliani or a Mitt Romney?
I'd see the interconnections between the two. I would have difficulty voting either way. I guess I'm taking a long-term approach that if more people did vote for other parties, increase. I don't know.
But there's not a... See, the problem is, though, there's not enough people to do that to make it happen, and so what ends up happening is you end up getting something you don't want to get. And the message on that is, look at the people who voted for Ralph Nader when Gore ran against Bush, and it was tight enough that the Supreme Court was able to hand it to Bush. If Nader had stayed out, Gore would have done that much better. But Nader's got a big ego, and he has to get attention, and he had to inject himself in there. So here's the result. Look what we have now. Thank you, Ralph.
Thanks. Yeah, that's you're right in that sense. But in another sense, I just I'm thinking voting my conscience. I know it's naive, but I just it's just what I have to do.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, and no one can criticize you for that. But I would just ask you to consider the idea that getting 75 or 80% or even 65% of what you want is a whole hell of a lot better than getting zero of what you want. And under Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani or John McCain or any of those folks, you won't even get 60%. You'll get zero.
Yeah, but with Hillary, I see that a lot of what she would be doing has that same feel to me as close to what Bush is doing, and I just, as far as that...
I don't think that's true. I mean, you would have to prove that to me. I mean, she's not ideal. There's no question about that. But we would fare a lot better under her than we would under any of those folks. And what is she doing that you believe is close to what Bush is doing? I mean, I don't even see the equation there.
I'm just seeing the... Well, part of it was when her husband was in power, but part of it is also a lot of what her voting record was.
Like where? Like on what? On the war?
Well, yes, on the war.
Well, I don't agree with her vote on the war, but that's one issue. That's not every issue.
No, that's true, but I get from what I've read and what I've seen as far as voting, I can't... You caught me flat-footed because I can't come up with one right now. But the just as far as kind of that pack mentality, if I vote for this, you owe me this favor later sort of thing, that I can't vote.
Well, they all do that. I mean, that's part of you got to give to get. That's part of that. That's part of being able to govern and reach some degree of a consensus, and there's times when you have to stand firm, and there's times when you have to do some degree of compromising, and you have to find a third way out. If you don't do that, you would have perpetual gridlock, and you would never get anything done. So, I mean, that's the system we live under. And in most countries, that's generally what they have to do.
Well, yeah, there's compromising, but then there's the from what I've read and what I see more of a corruption problem versus, and I know that's not going to make me popular, but
I think if you're going to get on the radio and I think if you're going to make, you know, the claim about corruption and you're going to make the claim about corruption with her, then I think what you have to do is you have to show that. I mean, I don't think that her position on lobbying, for instance, is very attractive, and I think it's very telltale about her, and I don't back her. But, and I'm stuck in the same moral position that you're stuck in, that it's going to be very, very hard if she gets the nomination for me to vote for her. But I also know what the alternative is going to be, and the alternative is going to be awful. The alternative is going to be more of what we have now, which is awful. I mean, it's just terrible, and it's awful. I mean, these guys on the other side, for instance, all agree with George W. Bush about Iraq. They all agree with him.
Well, yeah, you're right. And I guess part of my problem is it goes back to her husband running around with Daddy Bush and their
Well,
ties.
But that's not a crime when you're out of office. That's not a bad thing when you're out of office. That's not a terrible thing to go around and raise money for a legitimate charities and to help other people. There's nothing wrong with that, and there's even a case to be made that that's a good thing because ex-presidents should do that kind of stuff instead of basically doing nothing. And I think that's
well, he's done great work in Africa, and he's done other things.
Well, I think it speaks well for George W.'s father. I think it speaks well for Bill Clinton. I think it speaks well for Jimmy Carter that they do these things. I don't think that's a reason not to vote for Hillary Clinton because Bill Clinton runs around and raises money with George Bush Sr. Think that through. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
They're more tied in together financially than...
Well, how are they tied in together financially? I don't see that. Where's that? Show me that connection.
You know what? I will get some of that information. I'm at work.
All right.
I don't have it with me, but...
okay, you get that for me.
They're investments, and they're... I just see it...
Wait. Okay, but what investments? They have stocks together, or they have...
Investment consortiums, that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, I've got investments with people. I've got investments with people who are conservative. Does that make me bad?
No, not necessarily. But when you have two people that have in power, they're supposed to be opposite ends of the spectrum, and they're investing.
Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you go look at their voting records? Why don't you go look at their legislative records? Why don't you go look at that instead of the other? I mean, I think you're being unfair there, and, all right, look, just send me the information.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Gino, I'm sorry. It isn't Gino. It's traffic. I'm sorry. Who is it with traffic? Oh, I know. It's Rasputin Morgan with traffic.
Jay, got a nice easy drive around town right now on the highways. Things moving along through the bridges and on either side of the highway, about 10, 15 minutes for that trip between the tech center and downtown. Coming down from the north end, still a little bit crowded there as you head south between 38th and Spear, but no real surprise there. Not a big backup, just a lot of company. I-70 in pretty good shape on both sides of town. No worries on 225 as you make your way across Aurora. And a pretty good trip to and from Boulder on the Turnpike for you this morning. Weather forecast, another partly cloudy day with a few afternoon thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Isolated storms continue tonight, then clearing late, low of 61. Partly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow, should be into the low 90s. Right now, though, it's 66 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. AT&T introduces wireless from the new AT&T, formerly Singular. It's all the great...
This is what I use to help me lose the weight.
What?
This. NanoSlim. That little blue micro-tablet. The smallest weight loss solution.
How many of those NanoSlim micro-tablets did you have to take to lose the weight?
Just one a day with diet and exercise.
One?
One.
One?
One.
There's only one thing more amazing than the size of a NanoSlim weight loss tablet, and that's the powerful results you can get. Get new NanoSlim, enormously powerful, impossibly small, at Supercenters, GNC, Walgreens, and stores everywhere. Results will vary. Read label before use.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Johnny Mays, Juan and Adolf, Isaac, Ziggy, Donald, the list just goes on and on and on of folks out there. And you know what? People is what really makes the difference any place. And how you get treated makes a difference. And you will be treated with dignity, respect, and a courteous approach when you go to Rocky's Autos. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internets at rockysautos.com. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. How have they been able to stay around so long? You know why? Because, yes, they're in it to make money, but they're also in it to make sure that you're happy, you're satisfied, and that you not only come back again, but that you send others to them. And that's how Rockies manages to be what they are, which is just one fantastic place to buy an automobile, and they've been around since 1982 doing this. Check them out yourself online at rockysautos.com or go down and see them. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You want to buy a car, you want to be treated right, you don't want to get ripped off, then you got to go to Rockies.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-53-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO-NOW. Call now.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is the late Lee Hazlewood. She was sent, made to go, and he from his latest album. To exist on the outside. And he just passed away at 78. I don't miss him. So I love his music. Letter to someone. I love what he does. Sometimes we fight, sometimes we run. All right, let's see if we can squeeze one more call before we get out of here. Here's Patrick in Fort Collins. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Oh, but you went away. Okay, let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760. No, I'm sorry, this is Michael Endeavor. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
Hey, Michael.
I got a quick statement about all them fear mongers out there. Satan is the insurance policy to Jesus Christ. We can't scare people, then how do you expect them to believe it?
Well, there's a great deal of a truth to that. I mean, a lot of people, you're right, they get by on their agendas by scaring people.
That's just the way the whole political system is nowadays. It seems like they want to scare you into believing what they want you to believe in. It's like during the election, you vote Democratic, they're going to hit us again. It's just, they just want to scare us all so that we just stick our heads in the sand and just follow right along.
Yeah, do you think it works? I think it works. I think people are fearful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. See it every day out here.
And I wonder why fear is such a powerful motivator. Not that we all don't get scared, but how does being scared of something, how does that work? Wouldn't it be better just to confront it head on?
I definitely agree with that. I mean, you might as well face your fears. Every man's got to face their fears at some point in time and own up to them. But I don't think people have the gumption or, I don't know, maybe the wherewithal to stand up and say, you know what, I don't need to fear that because I have faith in what I believe in.
They don't. You know why they don't do it? I'll tell you why they don't do it. Because they're not encouraged to do it. That's the reason why. Michael, thanks, man. Have a great day.
Good luck, Jay. You too. Thank you.
All right. Well, 2 minutes to 10. Jesus hasn't taken me yet. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Unless I die on the way home in a terrible auto accident or something. None you can say.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know. This is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-L-O-V-I-D-O. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-L-O-V-I-D-O.